This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
Backed up for some reason.
Dougie.
Don't touch it!
Dieter. Charlie.
Compare your wife to a toilet.
And Jeffrey.
I don't know what to say.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
What's happening? It is Wednesday, August 8th, 2018. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Dougie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo! And you're with us as well, 866-YO-ROVER. That's the number, 866-967-6837. You can give us a call at that number. You can text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us, just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. Also comes into the studio in real time. I'll get to your email here in just a moment. Dieter's bad chicken. Oh, man, it was... I didn't eat it. I just smelled it yesterday. I was on a toilet for an hour and a half last night before I went to bed, and then... Oh, man, I'm taking Pepto this morning.
Just from smelling his bad chicken,
just from smelling it.
The germs in the air?
Salmonella, for sure, yeah. Something. I don't know.
It's not all the Dippin' Dots you've been shoveling down?
I did have some Dippin' Dots. Okay. I figured when I got home,
Good call.
You know.
Yeah, celebrate.
You got to treat yourself after you
treat myself after a long road trip.
With that stinky chicken.
That's right. And, holy mackerel, that was no good. I broke the toilet, I think. I flushed the toilet and nothing happened. I go, oh, man, this is no good. This is a bad time.
I was bleeding yesterday.
Bleeding?
Yes.
From the anus?
Yes, from the wipe. I don't know what we ate at certain times on the road this time, but this was real rough. That yesterday morning, I was wiping and there's just red streaks coming out on the toilet paper.
It's probably a... I don't know.
It's a hemorrhoid. It's
hemorrhoid. Is
you think?
Yeah.
I hope not. I can't go through that again.
Jeffrey is here this morning. Are you in a good mood, Jeffrey? Or are you in a bad mood today?
Oh, I'm good mood, and I just want to let Dougie know that the printer had an indication that there's less than 100 pages left, so you might want to get a jump on getting a new cartridge installed in the printer. Printing cartridge.
How many years do I have to...
No, we're not supposed to be using that. Thank you.
No, I just want to just let you know that's probably what's causing the printer to go haywire.
Sure.
So, you're not supposed to what?
That printer's on its last leg.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to be using a different printer in the newsroom, but I didn't have time to run over there, so I just printed it right here real quick.
Oh, boy.
Fine.
That's allowed? You're allowed to use your own printer?
They said, yes, Keith said, when it's print, but this is it. You're not getting another printer. You're done. You're using the one in the newsroom. I said, okay.
So you have to walk down there every time for any single piece of paper.
Yeah. He said, if you want to buy your own printer.
That's ridiculous. Are you serious? Are you being serious right now?
To put in our office.
She's being serious because she brought this up before. She goes, you have to go to the next room every time now once this printer goes out.
Start printing out a million papers over there then.
Well,
blow their printer up.
It's fine to go over there. I don't care. It's just like right now when we needed something instantly, which it's fine. It's a nice big printer.
I know. It is nice, but just to walk over there every time.
Sure, but.
I'm going to bother them, walk past them. So they're going to get annoyed.
Just print a million things out on it.
Done.
Just do your regular stuff.
All right, yeah. The complete sheet is 300 pages. Do that every morning twice. They'll blow that thing up.
I don't know why you guys print that out every day.
It's 300 pages.
It's just so...
200.
150.
Let's see here. Ray the Eardist writes, Yo Rover, a year and a half been listening from the West Coast, discovered you from the iHeart app. I'm from Coachella Valley and Palm Springs. You guys made me grow liking MGK. Don't listen much rap, but damn, he's great. Hey, Naz, I give you props on your decision not going to EST Fest. The more I listened to the rest of crew saying to come, Dieter gave it away to come.
Huh?
You know yourself better than anyone else, and hopefully you know your limits. Love the show. Keep up the great work. It's from Ray the Eardist.
I actually wanted him to come out there. It was a blast.
Well, you would have been.
No, not me. I mean, it was his own choice if he wanted to drink or do whatever else.
You would have been nice to him. Completely. Which... You know he would have eaten that up, and you would have been...
No chance. Like, no.
Wouldn't he have been nice to you?
Oh, and like, some
hey,
beers?
Let's drink.
Oh,
yeah.
But in a very mischievous way. There was no chance
let's
of...
Let's do mushrooms.
Right.
Yeah. I won't tell anybody.
Yeah, and I'm secretly recording. Yeah.
Let's see here. Jessica writes, not to beat a dead horse, but I wanted to show you a poll that came up on my Snapchat yesterday. It made me laugh thinking of you guys. I couldn't believe how close the results were. Love the show and everyone except for Jeffrey. Here's the Snapchat. It's, I guess, whether what you do when you wipe, sit down or stand up. 55% say sit down. 45% say stand up.
It's pretty even.
Well, that's about right. 45% of the country voted for Donald Trump. And I think we see how...
You are fake news.
See how it shakes out. I think we know what 45% that is. All right. Laura writes, hi, guys. I just wanted to let you know that my husband and I listen every day. About 3 years ago, I just searched talk radio on iHeart. I came across Rover's Morning Glory, and I've been listening ever since. By the way, Jeffrey is my favorite. We live in South Texas, and I mean South South. We are 45 minutes away from South Padre Island. I heard about Dieter's trip down here. I really hope you guys come down. We have Clayton's, which is where all the big rappers and artists come for spring break. And we also have... Schlitterbahn. I don't know what that is. What's that?
It's a drink?
It's an amusement park, I think. Hmm.
Schlitterbahn.
Water slides and whatnot.
Oh.
Isn't that the one where the kid died?
Oh.
Yeah, that's the first thing that pops up.
But that was in a different...
Kansas City?
That was in a different state.
I don't remember where that was.
It'd be a great weekend, please. My husband of 24 years and I need a date night. Love you guys. And would love to see all of you. All right, Laura, we'll see. I think we are going to be in Texas sometime next month. I think that is the plan.
Yeah, we're working on it. Just waiting on dates and confirmation stuff.
You were over yesterday, Charlie and Jeffrey were recapping the strip club visit you guys had in Columbus. Charlie told the story of how his friend got 5 or 6 lap dances and completed in his pants. That got me thinking. About 6 to 8 months ago, my friends and I were talking about strip clubs for some reason. One of my friends then confessed he completes multiple times in his pants every time he goes to the strip club.
Really?
Then he claimed that everyone does, and that that's the point of a lap dance.
Is it?
My other friend and I disagree. About a week later, another friend of mine said when he goes to a strip club with his coworker completes in his pants as well. His coworker is from overseas, so maybe it's a European thing. Has anyone else on the show heard of this? Jeffrey's completed in his pants at a strip club.
And on the show when Cher came in.
I don't think that's a normal occurrence.
And I think this guy misheard me. My friend was not, like, just completing in his pants. I was at a very, very dirty strip club, one of the grossest strip clubs, no longer open, and the woman was just doing something to him.
Uh-huh.
Do it.
And why isn't that place still open?
Because of that.
Uh-huh.
So, Rover, you said you went to this strip club with your wife, correct?
That's right.
B2 was there. Walk us through what you guys do. Dieter, did you see how Brittany and Rover acted, or you were
there? Was so much going on. Yeah, there was so many strippers, and
so I'm just curious. Like,
yeah, I'm looking at the girls. I'm not looking at Rover and B2.
Well, what are you looking at, Rover? Are you looking at the girls? Is there a? Do you have to kind of be mindful of who you're there with? Like, how do you?
You know what? I do have to give the strip club credit. The girls weren't coming over every 2 seconds trying to ask for money and lap dance. I hate that. I find that annoying. I get that you're trying to make money or whatever, and that's you're doing your thing. But I don't like when you're just sitting there and every 90 seconds some girl comes up. You want a lap dance?
Yeah.
Or sits down and starts talking to you. I don't need that. So,
did you get a lap dance?
I did not get a lap dance.
Did B2 get one?
B2 did not get a lap dance.
Is that hot to see? Oh, that, yeah, I didn't even finish.
Yeah.
Okay. So how come you didn't get, or do you not, would she want a lap dance? That'd be awkward.
No, it's not. It's hot.
Well, for you guys, but for the poor girl sitting there. So you guys
feel the girl's
enjoy
mood. I feel That's like true. You like give B2 some money, have her go up, put some money in the girl's G-string up there, see if she's into that.
I think they did that. I can't remember.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. We're making it rain nonstop.
And then some bouncer guy came over and he was like, hey, these girls want to dance for you or something like that. Told that to B2. I got up, I took a leak, and this guy came over and was telling her that. And then we left like 2 minutes after that. Oh. We were getting ready to leave. Anyway, that's why I said, let me go to the bathroom. We'll get out of here. So then I came back and some bouncer guy's like, the girls want to start dancing for you. And so she tells it to me, and I'm like, let's get out of here. I mean, that just means money out of my pocket.
Or George's pocket. Curious George.
Yeah, that's. I mean, what am I going to get out of that? Right?
Get a watch.
Well, yeah, that's not high.
I mean, it's fine, I guess. I don't.
You're getting old.
If one of these chicks were like, yeah, let's go home and have a threesome, maybe, but just...
It doesn't sound like...
Just watching?
Even if that would have happened, it just sounds like you would rather go home and eat your Dippin' Dots.
That is tempting. Ruby says, Jeffrey is great, but next time someone on the show is going to be wet and half naked, could we get Mr. Protein in some swim trunks, please? Dieter? Maybe you would like to strip down?
Yeah.
Maybe just on RMG Plus. It's just Dieter and Swim Trunks Day.
That's with Jeffrey, right. Yeah.
Just go to a water park and have him and Jeffrey.
Oh, my God.
Dieter can't do anything without Jeffrey, so you got to have Jeffrey in there.
He's a must, yes.
Have you guys, I mean, is this abnormal? Is it at the point of being completely abnormal now, honestly?
For what?
Dieter and Jeffrey?
Which person? Are they a symbiotic relationship? They need each other.
Yes.
To
like,
stay alive.
It's.
I actually think they do. First, I thought Jeffrey needed Dieter, but now I'm starting to notice
needs Jeffrey just as much. Dieter needs Jeffrey.
Do you think Jeffrey even needs Dieter?
No. I think Jeffrey would be just fine without Dieter.
I like hanging out with Dieter, but we got to remember, the only time Dieter and I really hang out is like when we're on bus trips, because we're always, you know, we're always having, you know, we, you know, because Charlie and Snitz hang out together a lot when we're on a bus trip. So Dieter and I hang out. We, you know, we just sit and talk. We have meaningful conversations about just about any subject you could probably think of, you know.
I'm sure.
We have a broad range of topics.
Spring with a movie line if it's appropriate for what we're, whatever it is we're discussing.
Right. The mood's right. Throwing a movie line. A
little moonlight.
Right.
So, I mean, that's it. I mean, like, I mean, and like I said, I mean, that's about the only time I hang out with Dieter, like, outside the show. Other than that, he's either doing one of his two favorite hobbies, you know, working out and banging broads. And that's like, I let him be.
Yeah.
I'm not attached to him at the hip.
Did you go to his appearance last night?
Yeah. I came out and supported his appearance last night.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah. For a little bit, he did.
Yeah, these two are inseparable.
You guys were just together for like a week.
Oh, yeah, I can't get...
And then you took a break for, like, what, an hour?
Oh, but even if you listen to the show now, if you go, Dieter, what do you think about what do you think about blue cars? Dieter will immediately go, Jeffrey, what do you think about blue cars? Like, Dieter won't even answer. I mean, it's there's something weird going on.
That's nothing weird. It's just that I don't know how that is. And then, like, the two bus trips I wound up having to miss because I had family obligations. And I asked Dieter, so how'd the trips go? And he goes, oh, Murder, you weren't with me. I was like...
He was sad.
It was kind of interesting to stay, you know, it was kind of interesting to see how Dieter is when I'm not around. Because I don't think that Dieter really understands Charlie and Snitz's inside jokes.
Right.
I think that's probably where the chemical imbalance.
Nasty Nate says the Rover eating rotten chicken is linked to foodborne illness, diarrhea, flatulence, vomiting, low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, penile shrinkage, and brain damage. Well, that is certainly. All of Dieter's symptoms right there.
Yeah.
Rolled up into one. Oh my God, this is a, holy smokes, this is a long email. I'll have to put that one aside, get back to that. Jeff writes, Yo Rover, I think you went easy on Snitzer about the Twitch situation. I saw this coming and was so happy listening and knowing what was about to unfold. I saw Snitz's Twitch the other week, and out of curiosity, I was grossed out when I saw donations were being received. As Nad said, Curious George makes it rain. I really can't believe Snitz doesn't understand how this is a conflict. Anyone who knows him, it's because of the show, and the few that don't only look at his stream because of iHeart. I don't know if that's true, but... All right, then he goes on and on and on. Lisa says, I can't believe how disrespectful Anthony is being. I think what the problem is that you are taking money directly from these people. It's wrong and in bad taste. What worries me most is that Snitz and some callers defend this. Have a great day. P.S. I do like you, Snitz. Alan says, if I give Snitz $250, can I get on the radio show like Curious George? Well, I don't think Snitz had anything to do with Curious George coming on the radio show. Although, wouldn't that be a scandal if Snitz were selling access to get on Rolling Glory 1?
I doubt that.
Him and Charlie had some... Charlie set that whole thing up. Do they have, like, a backdoor agreement?
Yeah. I got some back.
Yes. Backdoor agreement. Not a back channel, a backdoor agreement where they're selling access to Rolling Glory 1.
I think, hey, Jeffrey, will you go check the mail? I think Curious George even sent Jeffrey a check. Remember he was going to do that for the refrigerator? Remember I had said that last week before the trip?
Oh. He gave Rover $100 in cash when we were on that trip.
Was probably already in the mail. So go check that.
Yeah, I'll go check it.
What's say that? What?
Remember with the refrigerator, Curious George said that he had put some money in the mail for Jeffrey, and I emailed him. I'm like, please don't stop giving money.
Yeah, don't. I mean, it's
he had gotten a free refrigerator.
Makes me uncomfortable.
So I think you guys left, and that check is probably in the mail when you guys left. So let's just see.
I mean, Jeffrey's fridge goes out, and he's collecting. I mean, this is unbelievable. He's gotten more money than Snit's Bitcoin mining in the past 6 months. People just start sending him money. Dave writes, Yo Rover, I've listened to this Twitch argument twice today. What I'm struggling to understand is how Snitzer's Twitch stream affects you or the show. You and Doogie have this ridiculous obsession, save it for the show. Gee, why would you ever want to do that? Neither you nor Doogie owns these people. They are not your slave. Your desperate grasp for control of these guys is pathetic and disgusting. Obviously, he says, being on your show has led them to gain some fame. That won't change. Do you want effing royalties on their likenesses and voices? You're a ridiculous control freak. If it hurts your brittle ego so much, why don't you fire them all? Dave, here's the deal. First of all, save it for the show should be everyone's motto.
Everyone in radio.
Everyone. I'll tell you why. Because Snitz and Charlie and Nads and Jeffrey and Dieter and Doogie and me we don't make our living off of Twitch. We don't make our living off of RMG Plus. We don't make our living off of Twitter. We don't make our living off of Facebook. Do you want to know how we make our living, Dave? From this radio show that you're listening to right now. So that is priority numero uno, obviously. So, hence the saying, save it for the show.
You would really not put what I'm doing on Twitch on the air.
Probably not.
It's pretty boring, yeah.
Although, if I have diarrhea for another hour and a half today in the middle of the show, get ready, Schnitz, you're on.
It's news fest.
Epic.
Nicole writes, good morning, Rover. Two questions for you. Number one, why would you jump all over Snitz for using Twitch for what he does, but it's on for the crusty hag to sell stuff she got through the show on Posh?
Is that me?
And number two, why is Jeffrey talking all over everyone? It's very annoying. Please cut his mic off when he does that. That's been going on for almost 10 years, Nicole. I don't know where she's just realizing this now.
I don't think he can hear very well, so he just
can't hear
knows.
Out of one. He's deaf in one ear. We know that.
Well, not only that, I'm always trying to. I sometimes get a little too anxious because I want to get my point across, and so I don't mean to talk over everybody. I'm just trying to look for the bosses in the conversation so I can pipe in, participate in the show. And I'm sorry if that, it does annoy people, but. Again, I'm just trying to get, find the pauses so I can, be active in the show, just like what they hired me to do. So, so I apologize for that, I don't want to talk over everybody, but it happens.
And I think we did give Doogie a lot of crap for her Posh, whatever the hell she's doing on Posh. And the only issue that we really had with Posh was when someone gave her a free T-shirt, she turned around and she sold it on Posh. That's a scumbag move, right? Scumbag. I think we all can agree on that.
Very scumbag.
I didn't do anything with this thousands of dollars purse that I got.
That's a...
Oh, brother, the Burberry?
That's fugazi as hell. That's a fake-ass purse.
My girlfriend, when she dropped me off when we were leaving for the bus, she saw that and she looked at it and she immediately said, fake. I mean, she could just tell.
Really?
Oh, immediately.
How did she know?
And I said, how do you know? She's like, first of all, the zipper wouldn't hang off the side. That's number one. And then she just went,
I don't even know. I wouldn't know any of that. You could just tell it's cheap looking. Like,
1 second she said that was fake.
I wouldn't even have a problem wearing something. Like, if no one knew something was fake, why not get something fake, right? If it's $100 versus $1,000, you might as well put the fake thing.
Sure, if I walked around with that?
You can't walk around with that. That would be embarrassing. It's just, it looks...
Does it?
Cheap. Yeah, there's a definite fake look to that.
You'd fake every guy in the world for the most part.
No,
but
when he brought that in, you knew it was fake.
Just because
you knew it was fake.
Just because
I knew it was fake.
Yeah, I could tell it was fake.
I could tell because it was a gift from Brother ADX.
No, it's chintzy. Like, it looks...
Does it?
Yeah.
I think it looks really nice.
No.
It's a little crunchy.
I just knew because a real one would be so much money, I'd be like, well, he wouldn't just be handing those out for free. Oh, I think you could get away with it. Go for it.
All right, I've got to take a break. We do have the shizzy coming up in a moment. The news. What do you have, Dushy?
Drugstore giant CVS announced something yesterday. It's pretty cool. I think it'd be very helpful for everyone on the show. I'll tell you what it is next.
We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
When life sucks, how do you plead?
I broke your Xbox.
What?
Your card has been declined for insufficient funds.
Don't stress. Let Rover's Morning Glory take you away.
Is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Dushy?
Is being positive and optimistic bad for your health? It's a little weird. I'll tell you that story. Plus, CVS, you know, the huge drugstore giant, they have announced something that's pretty cool. And I think a lot of us on the show will benefit from this. I'll tell you the stories coming up next.
We'll get to that in just a moment. Juan sent me a text message and he asked, Rover, did you get a chance to watch Hard Knocks last night?
Yeah, I heard that was on.
Is that on HBO? That's the one that they follow around training camp.
Yeah, they're doing the Browns. And it was
first
episode.
Can I ask?
That's a good show, though. I mean, in past seasons, I've watched that for teams I don't even care about, and they do a really good job with that show.
Is this for the upcoming season?
That's right. Yeah.
How do they turn around so quick? When do they start filming?
They said at 8 p.m. yesterday that their team was not done editing the first episode.
Really?
Like, when did last night's episode take place?
Like within the past week, 10 days.
Really? Okay, yeah. It's that fast of a turnaround.
Oh yeah, I mean they must have I don't know. They probably don't do it the way we do it, where we have like one person working on something. Go
they
figure.
Must have shifts, 24 hours a day, editing.
I don't know how they do it, but.
And isn't there some bad news that came out for the Browns?
Yeah, so they drafted a wide receiver that fell to the third or fourth round, and he got busted with weed.
Oh.
Over the weekend. Right after they traded their former first-round pick wide receiver, because they liked him so much. This guy, this rookie, was really killing it in camp.
Coleman. Like
Callaway. He's going to be a starter. And then right after they traded that guy, it came out that he got busted for weed over the weekend and didn't report it to the front office or the coaches.
I thought there was more to wasn't it more than just weed?
No, it was weed.
But they traded away Coleman, right?
Yeah, Corey Coleman, who was their first round pick.
Yeah.
They traded down in the draft and gave up the pick that was supposed to be Carson Wentz, who arguably was the NFL MVP last year, and they traded this guy away for a sixth-round pick.
Yeah, perfect. They got it all figured out over there, don't they?
Very on brand for the Browns.
And Juan also wants to know, how many games does Dieter and Nedge think the Browns will win this year?
Good question, Dieter. What do you got?
It's more than last year.
Well, that was zero last year.
One?
I don't know. There's a lot of talk how it's turning around. I'll say 8-8.
Whoa, wow.
Yeah.
That's really that's crazy.
That's always my goal. I mean, the goal is always the playoffs, but I'm just going to be realistic and say 8-8 this
year. Realistic is 8-8?
To me. I'm staying positive, man. I'm not going to be like, oh, they're going to win one game. It's going to be better than that.
Well, Dougie, get your story ready for optimism and the... In the shizzy.
I have 4-12.
4-12.
I think that it's going to be a great season for them.
4-12?
I predict, 6-10. Well, mark my words. That'll be it. That's going to be it.
No way.
6-10.
No way.
Watch. I'll make a bet. Anyone want to place a bet with me?
I'll bet you $100 they don't win 6 games.
Okay, I'll take that bet.
Okay.
I was in Columbus, and our Lyft driver, we were talking about the Browns versus, if you're in Columbus, you're in the middle, kind of. Do you do Browns? Do you do Bengals? And do you do the Reds? Do you do the Indians? So you always wonder. So he made the same identical comment that Dieter just made. He's, oh, I have a good feeling about the Browns. I think they're going to win 8.
Yeah, I get all of my sports analysis from Lyft drivers. Well,
I think a lot of people think the same thing. This is their year.
I always think that.
Their year is
two games.
Hit right 500. After, yeah. They won 0 games. Same coach, by the way. Yeah. Dieter, you know that, right?
Oh, like, I know.
They still have Hugh Jackson, who's 1-31.
If he doesn't win the first couple games,
they got to fire him.
Yeah, they're going to. I don't think they're going to wait around. So that's why they got to turn it around right away.
All right, Dougie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
I was watching some video on this damn fire out in Northern California. My gosh, I don't know how these...
It's huge.
Gosh, I don't know how they do it, man. It's just these poor firefighters. They're working 24 hours a day constantly. I think they had like 14,000 firefighters.
Isn't it weird? It's so far away. Like, I'm like, eh. Like, eh.
You have so many people that you know that are out there that
I know, but I'm not worried about it right now. I don't, you know, I don't know.
And I see these firemen, and this is a dumb thing to say, but I see them standing there, and it's just everything's engulfed, and they got this hose, and it's like, doesn't seem like anything's working, and then the planes are dumping that powder.
That powder doesn't seem to do diddly squat. Like, every time I watch that.
It looks cool as hell, though.
Yeah, but does it do any good?
I think so.
Does it?
I heard something last week. They had like 10% of the fire under control. 10%.
I believe we're now at 30%.
Okay, oh my. And this has been, what, 2 weeks?
It's awful. It really is. I don't know what.
I would just hate to. That's the bad thing about being a firefighter, is just something like that, which is nonstop, being around all that damn fire.
And you can't get it. I mean, it's
under control. Yeah, it doesn't matter what you do.
Dieter would not like to be a firefighter because they're always around fire.
Right.
Okay.
Well, the other part of the job would be fun, but the fire part would suck.
Okay.
I hate to be a preschool teacher because nonstop you're around preschoolers.
Yeah. Leaving would be fun, but the kids part, not so much. We had told you about this Hurricane Hector that was forecast for Hawaii, the big island. And they said that Hawaii will, in fact, escape the worst of the hurricane as it is going to head just south of the island. So they say that some rain and wind is likely across the island chain, but most of the hurricane's wind and heavy rain will stay offshore. So that's good news for everybody over there. Paul Manafort's bank fraud and tax evasion trial will continue to its 7th day today, as lawyers for the former Trump campaign chairman are expected to cross-examine Rick Gates for another day. Manafort's former business partner and the prosecution's key witness testified that he engaged in a 7-year criminal conspiracy with his former boss, in which he assisted in filing false tax returns, and he also failed to disclose multiple foreign bank accounts. There was also information about a mistress in London. Did you hear about that one? Credibility of Gates was attacked as defense lawyers confronted him with millions of dollars in questionable expenses that in part financed this secret relationship with this girl. And the case against Manafort is the first to be tried by special counsel Robert Mueller, and it's focused on the business dealings. Mm-hmm. But they did bring out the fact that he was having a mistress and he was supporting her, and that his credibility shows you what kind of person he is. So that will continue. We were just talking about weather, and 2 zoo animals were killed and 14 people were injured after a hailstorm just blasted through sections of Colorado this week. The Cheyenne Mountain Zoo in Colorado Springs was evacuated after it was showered with these baseball-sized hail. Wow. It was crazy enough to kill these poor animals.
I was
going to
say, I saw this headline. I go, how's that possible?
Yeah.
But they were the size of baseballs. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The zoo was closed yesterday because of the damage that the storm caused. And 2 birds at the zoo were killed. Nearly 400 vehicles parked at the zoo were severely damaged. And they announced the animals that were killed were a 4-year-old duck named Daisy and a 13-year-old vulture named Matsuri. All right. So a lot of us here on the show tend to get sick. Charlie, are you feeling better? You had a horrible cough?
I still have a little bit of a cough, just like phlegm's coming out every once in a while.
But you feel better?
Overall, I'm fine.
And what did I tell you before you left? I said, why don't you just go to the urgent care, get some meds? You're like, I don't have time for that.
Oh, yeah. You wanted me to get like a Z-Pack, but you can't
just
drink.
Just go to the doctor real quick.
You can't drink on a Z-Pack.
You wanted to drink.
Why not?
They always say don't do it or it won't work or something.
Well, certain ones you can. Just ask your doctor.
What? Doc, can you give me the kind of drugs?
Yeah, I want to
know. A certain one will make you like violently puke, but other ones you can drink on it.
Is that what happens? I just see the thing that says don't take with alcohol. I thought it was because it wouldn't work. Like it negates the effect.
No,
it makes you sick. Are you okay?
No, I just have a little phlegm. I'm good.
Well, the drugstore CVS Health announced yesterday that they're planning to offer a nationwide service to treat easy to diagnose sicknesses and medical issues via a smartphone app. How great is this? It's a $59 app. It's telemedicine service, and it'll be offered for diagnosis of conditions like colds and flu, skin issues, and general wellness matters. Analysts say the company is taking steps to overhaul its business. They're facing the retail industry's decline, and they're calling for alternative forms of healthcare services. So if it means having your app and talking to somebody and
why
saying,
not?
Hey,
yeah,
for $60.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, I'd love that.
And they can write you a prescription?
Yeah.
That's the whole point,
okay.
Isn't it?
I think we have something like here at work that does that with our services.
Oh,
I never
really?
Tried it. Yeah, because I got like a free email, like try this, a FaceTime call for a doctor. They can give you medicine. I just never did it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
We have it.
I think that's pretty cool. All right, so we have to be positive and we have to be optimistic, or do we? According to a new study, being positive and optimistic can be bad for your health.
Why? You'd think it would be good. There'd be no stress.
Well, they say that researchers found that feeling stressed and worried, it helps people cope better with bad news. So when pessimists got bad news, they were able to process it and handle it.
And figure, I knew it was coming.
Well, if everything is all rosy and everything is great and everything's handed to you, when you do have those issues or those hurdles, you know how to handle it better and move on and not dwell in it. So they say that always being
is
positive.
Is that what Nads' problem is? He's too optimistic?
Are you kidding me? You think I'm optimistic?
Just saying.
And positive?
You think I'm an optimist?
I'm just saying it's better for your health if you're a pessimist.
I am.
Okay.
When optimists got bad news, it was crushing that they got overwhelmed with the stress hormone cortisol, which can take a serious health toll.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, he gets so emotional over everything. You know, girl breaks up with him or
bus trips you can't go on.
Yeah, I mean, he cries over everything.
Dieter's the one that thinks the Browns are going to win the Super Bowl next year.
That's true. He will cry.
You're the one. You bet $100.
Shake, by the way, Rover.
Oh, good call.
They will not win 6 games.
Yeah, someone asked to clarify the bet.
Okay, yeah, because
so
if they
virtual
win more than
shake.
Is it dead on 6?
Yes, 6 games.
Well,
so
wait
if they
a
win
second.
7 or 8
Hold
or 9.
If they win more than 6, I still win.
No, yeah, absolutely.
That.
Okay, yeah.
Because that was going to be
5
the
and under, it's me.
Yes.
And 6 and over, it's you.
That's
what
right.
about a tie? 5 wins and 1 tie.
Well, that's a push.
So then what? Nobody wins?
Nobody wins if they tie a game.
All right,
what are the odds of that?
All the time it happens lately.
Ties?
No, it doesn't happen all the time.
It's very rare.
Every year it's been happening, Nads.
A tie?
Yeah, I'm saying, but every year there's a tie.
Out of how many games?
Well, 16.
No. Not every team doesn't have a tie.
I know, I'm saying every year there's a tie. You're like, this never happens. No, recently, the past 5 years, every year there's been
how many teams are there?
One or two, 32.
Okay. So out of 512 games, there's one tie.
Okay,
so,
but in the past it wasn't ties. Now they allow it. There's a tie every year. I want to make sure it's on record who gets the money.
I think they've allowed ties for a long time.
No, this was a recent thing. It used to be you go into overtime, sudden death, keep going triple overtime. Then within a couple of years, I don't know when it changed. It was just like, we're just going to settle on a tie. Because remember Donovan McNabb was like, I didn't know you could end the game in a tie in the press conference. He's like, I thought the game would go on.
Yeah, but that had been going on for a long time. And that was a long time ago. You're talking about Donovan McNabb. That was a while ago, Dieter. How many years ago do you think that was?
5 or 10 years.
Five or ten. That's quite a while. Go on, Dougie.
Do you know who actress Ruby Rose is? She gained some stardom when she was cast in season 3 of Netflix's Orange is the New Black.
Oh, yeah, she's tattooed up.
She's very pretty. She's an openly gay person. And now she is overwhelmed with happiness because she signed on to play lesbian superhero Batwoman for the CW. It's a standalone series about Batwoman, whose real name is Kate Kane. It's in development for the 2019-2020 TV season, and Kane is described as a highly trained street fighter with a passion for social justice and a flair for speaking her mind. So Ruby Rose has signed on to play that superhero. All right, that is a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Seeing tie games in 2014, 13, 2012, 2008, 2002, 1997, 1989, 1988, 1987, 1986, 84, 83, 82, 81, 80, 78, 76, 74, 73, 72, 71, 70.
It's a recent thing, Rover.
Wasn't there one that would go into double overtime during the regular season, second overtime, third overtime games?
No.
It was always just one overtime and then ends in a tie?
Yes.
Forever?
No, I think they've changed the rules.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't know, but they've always had ties. I don't think there's been a period where they said no ties.
I thought they would continue to play two or three overtimes, and then it would end in a
tie.
But
how would they do that if I just gave you a list of all these tied games?
Because I remember when McNabb came out and said, I didn't know it could end in a tie. And then this 2012, Danny Amendola from the Patriots, he's like, I didn't know the game can end in a tie. The players didn't even know.
Donovan McNabb thing happened 2008.
Ten years ago.
And that was, November 16th, 2008. Ended in a 13-13 score. That's on my list of tied games. The Cleveland Browns had a tied game on November 19th, 1989, Dieter.
During the season? It had to be, yeah.
Well, playoff. You both go on to the next round. And someone sent me a text message that football player that was arrested for weed also had a suspended license.
Oh, my bad.
And
was it a lot of weed or not?
I don't know. But I did get an email that someone was asking if NADS has a suspended license now. NADS, do you have a suspended license?
No, because of my, I got pulled over with the expired tags.
Yes.
No.
You got that fixed, didn't you?
Well, I got my tags fixed, yeah. I was supposed to go to court yesterday. I didn't have to show up.
Yeah, that's what they were...
Why do you go to court?
Let me see if I can find...
Well, they said I didn't have to go to court, but there was a... an option to go to court if I wanted to contest the ticket.
Larry Jaroque wants to know, says, did NADS go drive to work today? His driver's license has been suspended.
Is that true?
No.
That's what it says.
But why? So if I hadn't gotten a sticker, my driver's license would have been suspended?
No, it's the part where you didn't go pay the ticket. And you probably are.
From yesterday?
Says that pursuant to RC 4510.22, declaration of suspension of the person's license.
NADS.
And you have another court date coming up on the 14th.
They said I didn't have to go to court.
Yeah, but that means you have to do other arrangements to pay for it.
So if I go grab the ticket and pay for it online, am I good?
Why wouldn't you contest
it? Well, no, I don't know.
Well, why would you contest it? He did it. He actually had an expired... But registration. NADS didn't renew his registration, and then he got pulled over. He got a ticket. He had a court date yesterday, and he blew off his court date
to answer phones for you, Rover.
Uh-huh. And phone. While he was answering phones for me, yes. Rover's Morning Glory, hold please. They were holding on to his license, so he's driving around with a suspended license today, I believe.
How
and
much
if,
is the...
if you'd like to be in
they
the gallery
say.
When NADS makes his next court appearance, you can do that on August 14th at 9 a.m., Judge Patrick Carroll.
Free NADS.
In Lakewood. Yeah.
Well, so what do you do?
I don't know. I'm guessing...
I would call the police and be like, hey, am I suspended?
I think that you can probably pay this and they'll take care of it, I think.
I mean, that's what I'll do.
It just seems like this would jam up the court system. If he's going to pay it, would you have not paid it?
No.
Okay. if you're going to pay it, I would assume you could just pay it online and not jam up the court system. And I think you could probably walk in there and...
Where the court? Just walk into the court? Where does he go?
I don't know. If I were Nads, I wouldn't walk into any sort of...
No way.
Court facility, police facility.
Of course
but
not.
A court...
Without a lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
To do it online, though?
No, I would call from like a payphone or a burner phone, make sure that they can't track you down.
Smart.
And ask...
Someone says he may have a warrant for a failure to appear or contempt of court.
No. Again, Charlie, you were with me.
Yeah, the guy said... Yeah, the woman said...
You don't have to come to court.
But I think it was assumed...
If you pay.
I would pay for the ticket beforehand. So maybe I have to go.
This is how I got my car towed when I was a pizza guy. They just showed up to my work one day and just took my car because same thing.
Well, let's not just broadcast that.
Expired
people
tags.
Know where we are. Let's stop talking about this now.
Nope, but I had expired tags.
Nope.
And I didn't, same exact thing. I didn't do it in time. And then my license was suspended. I didn't know it. And I show up to work one day to go deliver pizzas and the cops were there waiting for me. Sting operation. And they just took my car from me. And said, you don't have a license. And they just stole it. And I was like, I need the car to drive pizza. Like, you can't drive. There's no pizza delivery today.
This seems crazy, you guys.
Well, how can they take your car?
Because I was driving it.
Did they witness you driving it?
They were there waiting for me.
You pulled in.
Yeah, I pulled in to go to work.
Oh, then yes. I thought what you were saying is that they just took it out of the parking lot.
No, they were there waiting in the sting operation, waiting for me. They knew I was going to go to work somehow.
And where was this?
A pizza place.
No, but what city was this?
Where I grew up.
They must have nothing going on out there.
No, they don't.
Giant Operation Pizza.
Poor pimply-faced pizza kid.
Operation like Pizza Face. Let's get
17.
Let's get his car.
They got me good.
Oh, that's sad.
They really hated him. The cops.
Do you think they knew it was you?
I don't think that was normal procedure. I think this was
revenge. This kid.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's this punk again.
But they're not going to... Nance will be fine. He just needs to figure out where to go and what's the cost. Is there a late fee, you think, now? Oh, boy.
Brandon, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man.
So, Nabs, if he got a ticket and he didn't go and pay for it or do what he needed to do, there will be a warrant issued for his arrest, and there will be a bond on the warrant. Whatever the fine would have been on the ticket will actually be his bond on the warrant.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either. So what, can he just pay that and be done with it?
So if he didn't pay it, chances are they already issued a warrant for his arrest. So you could go to that specific jail or wherever, whatever county it is. I don't know.
That sounds risky,
Brandon.
Don't
do that. This is Jeffrey's, or what is it? Who's the guy?
Nadge, I would flee the state probably if I were you.
I'm gone. Yeah. I'm going to start a new life.
Get your go bag and take off.
You know
get
how many
out of
warrants
town.
There would be for people that didn't pay their...
Well, that's what they do.
It's a warrant, but they're not going to come find him kind of warrant. It's if they pull him over.
If they pull him over again, they'll go, oh, you have a warrant out for your arrest.
Okay.
And then I've seen this on cops. No, there must be some mistake. And no, it's right here in the computer. And then, no, man.
They arrest you. They have to take you in.
I thought I paid that.
Oh, that sucks. What was the ticket cost? Do you know, Nads?
No, they didn't say it on the ticket, and I haven't looked it up online yet, which I'm about to go do.
Okay.
I'm going to look it up online.
Do you have, Nads,
that sucks.
I'm on the website, the state website. You can put in your license number, your date of birth, your social security, last four of your social, and the first letter of your last name, which is odd. It will give you the status of your license.
Can you send that link over?
Yeah. All right, let me take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
show on radio. No!
I've never seen anything like this.
Literally. I mean, like, four of the people on it have PTSD. Yeah!
We now return to Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Megan. Hi.
Hi. I wanted to comment on the NAD situation.
Yes.
So, this was a couple years ago. I was actually driving through Lindale on my way to downtown Cleveland. And I got pulled over for going like 80 and a 60 and got a ticket. I ended up forgetting to pay on my ticket.
Yeah.
And a couple months had passed, and I was driving one night, left my parents' house, and was going to Taco Bell with my sister at like 10. Driving down Bagley Road in Berea, and a cop was driving the opposite way from me. He actually saw, he must have like read my license plate or something, but he ended up whipping his cop car around, pulling me over. I had no idea why I was being pulled over. And then I rolled down my window, and he said, "Are you Megan?" and said my last name, and I said, "Yeah." And he's like, "Okay, I need you to step out of your car." And before I could even, like, grab my door handle, he, like, pulled my shirt and, like, ripped me out of my car. And my sister was in the car with me at the time as well.
Uh-huh.
And he ended up going around, and he took her out of the car. He ended up taking me to jail. They took my sister home, and they impounded my car. After all is said and done,
could potentially be NADS's outcome if he doesn't get this taken care of.
Yeah, so I was calling to let him know, like, call that place, get it taken care of as soon as possible, because you don't want to.
I really almost the guy who tipped this off. I really blame that guy, although it's probably my fault. I'm the stupid idiot that brought it up. Why did I bring this up, Douchey?
Dumbass, you should have let me go to jail.
Yes, I should have just let this fester. And then one day NADS wouldn't have showed up. We'd go, what happened?
How would it have gone, NADS?
On benzos again.
I mean, that would have been. So did you find out during the break?
What should I do? Yeah, I had a million attorneys call me and say everything's fine. Just call them.
You were going to check the price.
Oh, no, I had a million attorneys calling. I had to answer the phones.
The link Charlie was on the phones.
No, he was not. I was on the phones.
So look up to see what the cost is.
I just sent him the link to see what his license status is. Janine in Sarasota, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Janine.
Good morning. I had a cautionary tale for NADS. I was on a double date with some coworkers in Tulsa, and my date was driving the other girl's car, and we had met for drinks and shot some pool and left to go get some dinner, and cop pulled us over. My date ended up with a DUI,
mm-hmm.
driving her car, but she had tickets she had failed to pay, and an issue warrant was issued that morning for her arrest, and so she was arrested, and then when they got to the other guy, and I in the back seat asked for his license and or his ID, our IDs, he gave him lip. He got arrested for public intox. And I ended up being the only one not arrested that night.
Holy hell.
Wow. So three out of the four on the double date got arrested. And they probably pulled the car over because this chick probably had a warrant out for her arrest. Had nothing to do with this guy's DUI driving or anything. He's probably driving just fine. And NADS, don't give them a reason to pull you over. You know, like,
can't they just scan your license if
they
you're just driving?
That's like, right. That's where the girl who called in a few minutes ago. That's how they did that. That's why the cop whipped his car around. He was driving the opposite way. They have scanners, cameras in the on the cop cars that literally every license plate that they come across as they're driving down the road, driving through a parking lot, it's looking at every single one. and running it through a database in real time. And
so
once
it
sees it, oh yeah, just
and
beeps.
Then they turn around and then they go find that car.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. And
well, he's got to go the country roads. I mean,
he's got to go the back way, just like he was trying on that way to work the day that he was pulled over. He was trying to go the back way.
That's true. That didn't work.
That wasn't true. That was the way to the freeway.
That's the way they told us. He was going the back way. So he knew that he was
I did not know. I thought it was end of July, like other states where people sent me emails like, oh, it is end of the month.
I thought the same thing. I have to agree with him.
Thank you, douche.
And but you got it taken care of. Oh, you're paid up.
Oh, the next day.
Oh,
actually,
secretly.
That day. Yeah. So he's like, well, I went that day. Like, oh, I thought it was seriously the end of July.
What time are you leaving work today, Nads?
Right now.
None of your business.
Oh. You usually leave around 12, right?
You leave from this front parking lot.
No.
You just got that Ford.
Shut up.
Where are we at? 6200 Oak Tree.
You guys are the least cool dudes.
Leave between 12 and 12.
I've ever met in my entire life.
You're always smoking a cigarette.
No, why does everyone just chill out?
Look for the guy with squinty eyes. Oh,
I'm
red
Ubering.
Face.
Got a black hat on today.
I'm Ubering home.
Right.
You kind of have to, right?
Yeah, you guys are all dicks. Yeah, because of you.
You know what that would cost to take an Uber home?
I have a non-compliance suspension. Yes, I do.
What's that
mean?
Did
you check that out? Did you just put it in?
That's what comes up right now.
So tell me exactly what it says.
Well, it just says non-compliant suspension. Then it gives me.
I love it.
What does that mean? You can't drive, right?
Well, it's because I didn't show proof of insurance, it says, at the traffic stop.
So you have to show that when you go in.
Didn't they ask?
So you had an expired registration and no proof of insurance.
Which I have insurance.
But no proof of.
What? Why not? Who's driving around without proof of insurance?
I just don't have it. I don't have my insurance card.
What do you mean you don't have it?
I thought it was in my glove box, not in my glove box.
There would be no other place for it. Like, when they send me a new one, I immediately, you just put it right there on the corner of your counter, and the next time you get in your car, you put it in the glove box, right?
Makes sense, right?
Isn't that how you do it, Charlie?
No, I don't know if I keep mine in my wallet.
Oh, that's stupid.
I keep I think I have like every one in my glove box.
Because I was in my wallet. Oh, here's insurance.
But it needs to be with your car, not with you.
I'm in my car.
Oh, no, what if your girlfriend drives your car once and you're not in it for some reason?
She'll figure it out. I'm not there. That's her problem.
You leave that in the car.
That's a YP, not an MP.
You can keep it with you, but...
No, I do keep it with me.
Here's the thing. Print it out. If I go to my insurance company right now and put my info in, I can print it out and put it in my car right now.
And you're the one driving around with expired tags.
No, I did it that day. I'm good. July 3rd was my birthday. We did the story like 3 weeks later.
You're lucky you didn't get pulled over.
Right?
I don't know how you got avoided it.
Oh, Gucci lives right by a police station where they're constantly going by. I mean, nonstop.
They wave. I mean, they're like, we all know. Like, hey,
and she lives like right in the speeder zone, like area.
Like a trap.
Because it's the slowest. It's so ridiculous. It's a 35 mile per hour speed limit near Doogie's house. And it is so
slow. Well, then it drops down to 25.
Is it 25?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
And
it's 25.
Up, so there's a little bit of
it goes
a...
from like 45 to 25. It's so slow.
What you said? What did you say over there? Anything?
Nothing. Everything's fine.
Oh, you looked up your license too? Or
No,
insurance is expired.
What happened, Charlie?
No, the insurance card is a little expired, and for a different vehicle. But other than that, no, I have proof of some insurance for something at one point
last year
for my scooter. So yeah, I'll show that to him. No, I just have to print out mine. I can just print out. I think I can pull mine up on my phone.
Charlie, just put the insurance card in your glove box.
Then I'd have a glove box full of insurance cards.
Just do one.
No,
just
because
do a little
then
envelope.
When you and Doogie's an idiot, you don't just keep putting them in there. You
I
take
have,
the expire. They only send you a new one when the old one expires. So
I have a stack of envelopes of car related problems and things that's this thick in my car. It's just like it's 3 inches thick. I just put everything in there. Whatever car-related registrations, I need.
No. Oil change envelopes. Papers you put in there?
So that at any point that a cop pulls me over, I go, here's my two or three envelopes. Go through. Let's find out whatever you have, because I definitely have what you're looking for. I just don't know where it is. So, yeah, it's whatever. I'm fine. I'm not the one with the expired license right now. I'm not driving dirty. I'm fine right now.
What insurance do you not have? Your car or your scooter?
No, I have the scooter.
So that red Jeep that's out there in the parking lot.
Come find me. I'll print it out before I leave.
Watch out.
Yeah. I can print it out before I leave. It's not a big deal.
I'm doing it right now.
It's not expired, is it?
No. It auto pays. Okay, everything's fine. I have insurance.
Can't the cops look that
Let's
up?
Let's all look up our insurance cards right now.
I don't think the cops could look that up. I don't think. Okay. I don't know for sure, but
I've gotten pulled over and I haven't had the card, and they just go, "Okay, you have it." I don't know. They just don't care. They really don't
Usually
care that much.
You have to show proof of insurance.
I've always heard it, and I've been going through all my papers. Like, I don't know where it is, and I show them an old one, and they go, "It's good enough. Whatever." Every single time. And I don't get along with, I don't have the best rapport.
Law enforcement?
With cops,
yes.
You hate them?
And they're still totally cool with me because I like them. And they go, "Oh, that's no big deal. I could see that you usually do pay your insurance."
That's what I was pulled over for speeding. And I had the envelopes in my, because Rob was like, "I'm an idiot. I'm not very organized." I had the envelopes in and I couldn't find the current one. And he's like, "Oh my gosh." He goes, "You might want to get rid of those." He goes, "I trust that you have insurance because you have all of them right there." He goes, "I'll be right back." And he didn't give me a ticket.
You only need your one proof. Why do you, he doesn't need your proof of insurance from 2014, Dougie. Why do you have
I might have like, I don't know. But I'm like Charlie on that.
All right.
I had so many
problems.
Nance
has a suspended license.
Going to the BMV where they're like, "You don't have the right paper." Every single time I'd go, and I'd have to go back. Now I keep every paper related to my car just in the car, in my glove box. So no matter what.
You need three things on you.
For what?
I've had lots of different issues.
Your registration.
Yeah.
To get what?
Your proof of insurance.
Uh-huh.
And your driver's license.
And an e-check.
That's all you need when you're driving your car.
Oh, no. I'm saying when I go to the BMV. When I go to the BMV.
I didn't have anything when I went.
The whole point is I just keep everything in there. I never have to go back to the BMV twice. I just have every paper related to the car ready to go.
Do you think that if this guy in this news story lived on Nads' street when Nads was growing up, that we would, that Nads would have been better off? There's a guy, I saw this last week, his name is Dwayne Stamper. He's in Muncie, Indiana. He went on Facebook and he posted a photo of him sitting behind a sign. It says "Free Ass Whoopings," and he's holding a paddle. And he says that if your kid needs an ass whooping, stop by. He says that he was in a restaurant.
What a loser.
Total loser.
And he says a boy that was about 5 or 6 years old was carrying a blanket and wouldn't stop crying because he couldn't have a piece of gum.
Uh-huh.
And he said to the mother, "Would you like me to take care of that for you?" And the mother said that, "Oh, that wouldn't work. He's spoiled." The grandmother says, "Yeah, this kid is spoiled." And then a few minutes later, the boy was still crying. And the guy says, I told her, "Listen, lady, if you bust that ass, he will be quiet. Wow. I got whoopings when I was growing up, and I learned how to be quiet."
But you also learn how to be a psycho freak that goes around attempting to want to beat up five-year-olds and sets up a cardboard stand. Is this a developed person? No, look at him. He's a psycho.
I love it. I love the idea.
But like,
I like it.
Why would you think he's badass beating up 12-year-olds?
Because someone needs ass whippings.
Okay. Yes.
No, I'm not even saying.
Don't you think if this guy, if Nads grew up on Dwayne Stamper Street,
yeah.
Don't you think Nads probably would have turned out better? He would have gotten some free ass whoopings from Dwayne Stamper.
Yeah, his rich dad takes Nads down there, gets his ass whooped, and he straightens out.
Dwayne might have had to provide an ass whooping to Nads' dad, too.
Rich dad.
Straighten him right out.
Would have had his tires slashed so fast, his house egged. Just constant toilet paper every night on his house.
No, don't even sit there and act like this guy's cool.
There he is with a paddle over his shoulder.
Two paddles, Rover.
He's got one in front and one over his shoulder.
That's a loser.
And flip-flops. So you can whip your ass with flip-flops.
No, stop. Hey, both of you stop.
If he runs out of paddles, he'll take that flip-flop off and just beat you with it.
You don't think this?
Both of you stop. Don't act like this guy's cool. That does not make you seem cool to think that guy's cool.
I love this guy.
Oh, yeah. That guy gets off on beating up kids. It's some sort of sexual thing.
No.
100%.
He's tired of seeing rotten-ass kids.
A five-year-old?
Walking around. Yeah, five-year-old.
I'm embarrassed
tired
for
of,
you. Tired to look of at this guy. Think that's a cool dude.
I love this guy. He's the best.
Nah, he's an idiot.
He's got a big like Band-Aid on his head. He's just obviously out of work. He has nothing going on for
himself.
He's
got an LLC. It says that's
Free ass whoopings.
He doesn't understand what that means.
That's
at
his
all.
Limited liability company.
He wouldn't be able to know that. He's a loser. Look at him.
No, this sucks. I got paddled in elementary school in front of the class. That is the worst thing ever, to be paddled.
And that scarred you, right?
Yeah, it doesn't do anything. It made me stop talking.
What were you paddled for?
For talking.
Okay.
I used to be loud and obnoxious.
Problem solved, right?
Yeah, no, but now every day, you guys, I can't hear you.
Much.
I can't hear you.
He was being obnoxious. No, they wanted that behavior to stop, so they paddled Snitz.
Should be in jail.
And guess what? The behavior stopped. Mission accomplished.
Those days are long gone. They don't do that anymore. Could you imagine if a school
I know,
did that?
And that's why we have. That's why we have. Maybe that's the reason for the uptick in school shootings.
What?
That kids are out of control.
Really? Because
yes,
he wanted
too
gum?
Spoiled. Yeah,
he's now
going to
be a school shooter?
Too spoiled. Yeah.
You're an idiot.
No, we might have. Is it coincidental? More school shootings, less ass whoopings?
Dude, this guy is promoting violence. That's violence. I mean, school shooting's violence also.
I don't
this
think
is
that
violence.
That's violence.
You don't think hitting a kid with a wood paddle is violence?
And wanting to do it. Going out looking for
getting
people that aren't your kids.
That's
Because you probably don't have kids because nobody wants to screw you.
Yeah.
So you're going around trying to find other people's kids to beat up because you get off on kids.
He's not going and just snatching kids up and giving ass whoopings to kids that he randomly finds on the street.
The
parent would have to bring... Uh-huh. The kid to him.
Like single moms that can't beat up a kid.
That's
this guy's the father figure in the life.
I'll pass. I'm good without that.
This guy, Dwayne Stamper Sr., a true American hero, Dieter.
Father of five.
What?
He's got five kids, so he's getting laid plenty.
And are they, any of them, driving around on a suspended license?
No, straight-A students.
It doesn't say
any
that.
Any of them have a warrant issued for their arrest, Dieter?
None. Perfect kids.
Exactly.
Full time.
Wow.
Case closed. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. 866 Yo Rover. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
For the pain, stay for the laughs. Stick around and you'll never believe what'll happen next. Rover's Morning Glory.
Is coming up in a moment. The news. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
There's a band with a very popular song. It's looking to be turned into a TV show. I'll tell you what the band is, what the show could possibly be about. I'm not sure if anyone's going to watch this.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Colin in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Colin.
Hey, Rover.
Hey.
Glad to hear you guys on the rear. I think you should do an experiment to find out if the paddling is effective.
Uh-huh.
Every time Jeffrey lies, paddle him. And you could do a control experiment with Doogie. Every time she screws up the shizzy, same thing.
Uh-huh.
And that changes anybody's behavior.
I think that I already know the answer, but without running the experiment, I think that that would solve the issue. Don't you think that if Jeffrey were to be paddled every time he lied, he would stop lying, Dieter?
The first minute. The first time he gets paddled, of course. That's one of the worst pains you can ever get.
And Doogie screwing up the news, don't you think she would read? Like, if she got paddled for not reading the news stories before she does them, don't you think she'd start reading the news stories?
No.
Should be a pro.
So we need to implement more paddling, not only in child rearing, but in the workplace as well, is what you're saying.
In life.
Jeffrey here? He's awfully quiet today. Is he in a bad mood? He hasn't talked in 2 hours.
No, it's just that you guys are talking to Nads about his driving situation and mine being paddled, which I'm definitely too old for, so...
You're never too old. From 0 to 80, you could be paddled.
I don't think so, Dieter, because the last time I was there, I got paddled in the fifth grade so bad, my butt was bruised.
Would you be okay with it if it was Dieter being the one who paddles you?
Ooh. Oh, my God. No, it's just, I think it's just, I'm just too old for that crap.
Your bare bottom...
No thanks.
Bent over Dieter's knee.
Oh
no
God.
Thanks.
Smacking that ass with this big, rough, calloused hand.
No.
All right, Doogie.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
I know we had talked about this massive fire out west. One of the things I forgot to tell you about an hour ago is we were talking about how to contain it. And Dieter was like, I can't believe that they haven't, how little they've contained. Mm-hmm. Well, this news story says that this fire, it's record breaking. And they say that it is the largest fire in California history, which is now nearly the size of Los Angeles. They don't think they're going to be able to contain this until September.
Wow, a month.
Yeah. Jeez. So I forgot to mention that because we were talking about stuff. So I apologize for that. But it is massive, massive.
Which
fire.
I don't get. I see video. The firefighters start fires in other spots.
They do that.
Why?
Because they do that as a controlled burn. So they set up a line where they'll burn. Let's say they burn like a 20-yard path. And now there's no vegetation, and they do that in advance of the fire. So now that they've control burned that, as the fire comes, it gets to that spot, it doesn't have anything to burn up, so the fire stops right
okay.
there.
Okay.
I also saw that it can jump across the street.
Yeah, that's if the wind catches it, it will go over.
Exactly, right.
So
right.
You're going to make a huge spot, I guess. Hmm.
I don't understand.
It makes it harder. The windier it is, the harder it is to do those, sure. to stop it with controlled burns or anything else.
I don't understand what's going on with Elon Musk and the story that came out yesterday. So Tesla CEO Musk, he shocked investors when he tweeted to his over 22 million followers suggesting the electric car maker could go private at $420 per share while noting funding secured. So as this story was breaking news and I had MSNBC on and they're talking mm-hmm. about it and how this could be a violation and the stock was going up, mm-hmm. they didn't think it could get to $420 per share. What did he violate? Because if it's for personal gain, you're not allowed to tweet it? I don't understand this.
Well, he owns Tesla shares. I don't think he violated anything.
I believe his rationale is that he's like really like the upswings and the swings in the stock market. So he figures if he takes the company private, he's not really liable to the shareholders. He's not subject to quarterly profit requirements that the stock market
That's
has.
True.
They have to make so much money in a given quarter. And if you fail to make that quota, then the shareholders are somehow they really think they're going to step in and think they might know how to run a company better than he did. And he's the founder.
So
that's what
I
believe his rationale is.
Is it the funding secured that could cause problems? Because that would be misleading if it is secured. And then it turns out that that was not true. And the stock goes up.
Yeah, that could
that's
definitely.
That's a major
yeah,
problem,
that,
but, right?
But yes, so yeah, that would probably be a problem. But if he does indeed have a commitment to fund a private buyout of Tesla,
I wonder what it is right now.
Then I don't know what it is right now, but then I don't think there's any issue whatsoever.
Will you invest in this or no?
Well, if they take it private, they buy back all the stock. You don't invest anymore. There are no investors.
So then they
just
remove
whoever,
it?
Whoever the investors are, that's it. Yeah, they remove that stock. So that's why people buy it. If the stock is at $300 and he says that they've financed a private buyout at $420, that means everyone who has a share will get $420. So that's what drove the stock price up. As people bought this, as long as it's less than $420, you could stand to make a profit. I don't own any Tesla stock. I don't know if I have that much faith in them. But
oh, really? Okay.
I like my Tesla, but I don't know if I have faith in them to scale up like they need to. But we'll see.
Yes, Jeffrey, you're hovering. I'm sorry.
I just think that, and I was saying, anytime we bring up the stock market, and I say to myself, I owned it. If I ever owned a Fortune 500 company, I would likely keep it private, so I am not subject to, like, well, you need to make this much money in a quarter, because that puts pressure on the company to make, you know, decisions that might not be conducive to that company's philosophy.
So, you will never take Jeff's Jack Shack public. You'll never sell shares in Jeff's Jack Shack.
Well, you got to remember, Rover, and I don't know what it takes to pound this into your head.
There's a lot of pounding at the Jack Shack.
Own such a company. I'm saying if I owned a Fortune 500 company, that I would not sell stock because I'm not subject, you know, that I won't be subject to shareholders, and then we'll have them try to oust me as CEO of the company and try to put their person in, and, you know, try to, you know what I mean? That's how that works.
Right. Regular Warren Buffett over here. All right, go on.
We've had some interesting weather across the country. We're talking about fires out west. We've had some massive storms through the Midwest. Well, how about the East Coast? We have lightning ended up striking two men in Flushing Meadows Park in Queens yesterday. One's in critical condition. There was a brief but powerful storm just pounded the area, and the two victims were 30 and 42. They were playing soccer at a park about 7:30 last night when this wild weather struck. I was listening to the news, and they said a lot of people get complacent. Like, some of these storms, they'll pop up fast, and they'll be serious, and you got to take cover if something happens. You got to be careful and be alert. These two guys, not one, but two guys struck by lightning. In Florida, a man downed a liter of vodka and was spewing out of both ends. He was the mouth puking.
I had this yesterday.
He was pooping. He was actually peeing. And then he led cops on a high-speed chase that ended with him falling out of his car and into the cop car because Gregory Johnson was clocked going 94 miles per hour. And it was just outside of Jacksonville. The deputy turned on his flashing lights and sirens. Johnson sped up even more, but eventually got tired of the chase and he ended up pulling over. The pursuing cop probably wishes that Johnson would have gotten away since he emerged from the car with his face covered in vomit. He was dressed in a pair of pajamas, which was soiled with the vomit, also soiled with urine and feces.
It's like Dieter on the bus yesterday.
And he said that he did, in fact, down an entire bottle of vodka. He was charged with misdemeanor DUI as well as underage drinking. Did you end up puking again yesterday?
No.
You were fine. Did you sleep?
After that. Yeah, then I had their appearance. I drank again last night. I'm like, I'm never going to drink again during the show. And then once you get around it, you're like, oh, I'll have a beer. And then it actually makes you feel better. You know what they say, like the hair of the dog the next day just
to
get up?
I think that is a sign you have a problem.
No. Rover, they actually, I think studies back that up. Just to have a couple the next day.
So if Nads just said exactly what you said.
No, Dieter's cool.
Alcoholic.
He doesn't have a problem. He's cool.
Today.
He's the party guy.
I can handle it. I put him a needle in my arm, you know?
I know people love when I talk about what today is. So today is a holiday. It's World Cat Day.
Oh, good.
Yes,
oh,
this good. Is going to take us nationally syndicated, talking about World Cat Day.
World Cat Day, that's right. Tell me something good, Dougie.
Well, according to a new survey, only 14% of people say they're actually a cat person. 46% say they're a dog person, and the others, they're about 35% say they're both. Some other results from the survey, 1 in 4 people with a cat say it's their best friend. And 64% of people with a cat say they'd rather spend a quiet night with it than their significant other. They like their cat better than their significant other.
By the way, I don't think the way you gave those statistics is, I think it was misleading. You said only 14% of people say they're a cat person, but 36% of people say they like both cats and dogs. That would mean 50% of people are cat people.
Yeah, you got to add that in, I think. Because it sounds so low when you say 14%.
It is low.
No, but when you said cat and dog, you have to include those people, I think, in with the
14%
cat
are cat people.
Got it.
Yeah. 46% say dog person.
Right.
35% say they're both.
Right. You got to add those 35%
Rover
in.
No,
because they said they actually do like cats and dogs. They like both.
But there's a difference. When you're a cat person, like I'm a cat person. I'm not
a dog.
You
had a dog.
I like dogs.
But you like both cats and dogs.
Does she like dogs?
Well, she did get rid of that dog after a week.
I don't
want to
own one.
She wanted the other dog to die really bad.
No. I'm a cat person. For sure.
Okay, but All right, go on. I'll never convince her of this.
No, you won't. And finally, the Hollywood Reporter says that the Plain White Tees song, Hey There, Delilah, is being turned into a TV show for whatever reason.
Oh, man, I haven't heard this song in a long time. Remember, you couldn't turn on the radio and...
You'll have this in
without hearing this song?
All day long. It's being described as a scripted dramedy. It's about a long-distance relationship, and the band is involved in pitching the concept to various networks.
I bet they are, because they don't have anything else going on.
Well, it's not. We're not sure if they'll have any other part in the show, what's going to happen. So this was back in 2006 this song came out. It's about a long-distance flirtation between a struggling musician and a college student. That's about it. So this is what we're doing. We're getting our TV ideas from songs that came out
years ago, right?
12 years ago.
It's too late.
So we'll see. There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 What you do to me.
Yeah, remember how big that song was? It's been 12 years since this was out. That'd be accurate. Wow.
Did they have any other song besides this?
Kinda.
Not this one. The Counting song.
Yeah, it was.
This is it.
They had a follow-up love song to this, where they were like 1, 2, 3, 4 or whatever.
Yeah. People get story ideas from books. Why not another form of writing? You know, like a song. That makes sense.
But when it was at its peak, why not then?
One of those old books that get made and stuff, too.
I can't wait for the Woman Flower miniseries to appear.
That could happen. What's the Counting song?
I don't know, but I remember...
Go ahead.
I mean, I've heard this song before on the radio. When I worked at Sky Shots, we used to have like a radio, and it would play over the whole flight kitchen, and we would be tuned into like one particular radio station, and they'd play the song a lot.
So at work, they would play a radio station.
Interesting. Here's the song.
It's easy as 1, 2, 1, there's only one thing to do, 3 words for you.
Garbage. They put this out?
You don't remember this?
It was kind of big. I mean, it was no hair. Hey There, Delilah, but...
It's the same as Delilah. Delilah.
They used to be like a really hardcore pop punk band, and then they decided, they did Hey There, Delilah, and then it was like, we're going to make romantic songs and that only.
3 words, I love you?
That failed.
Oh, wow.
So this is it? This is the only other...
Once you make this garbage, you can't recover. You're off the map. People are sick of you. You
make it easy. Let me see what you want to see where this got on the charts.
There's only one thing to do, 3 words for you.
Dieter, where do you think it got?
This one?
Yeah.
Are we talking Hot 100?
Yeah.
Alternative? What chart?
On the US Hot 100, yeah.
Ooh, Hot 100? I'm going to guess 35.
No way above 50.
What about on alternative?
Never made it.
Top four? Yeah.
This is alternative?
That's what they put it under, I think. Right.
On the Hot 100, this song got to number 34.
Whoa. Okay.
And it did not chart on alternative. Oh.
It didn't chart on alternative.
Oh, that's possible. It got on U.S. Adult number 5, Adult Contemporary number 10, Pop number 32.
There you go.
This came out in 2008. Hey There, Delilah was in 2006, and that was number 1 almost across the board on the charts.
And then that's it. Nothing else after this.
Well, there's this other one. I don't know if I know this one. 2010.
Is this Rhythm of Love?
Yes.
Quit fooling around. I told her I love the view from up here.
And then that's pretty much it.
It's like Mraz.
They did have a single that came out in 2017. It didn't chart anywhere. 2015 didn't chart anywhere. 2013 didn't chart. So they're still doing stuff. No one's listening to it.
All mine. Play the music.
Now, I have a lot of people that believe that Facebook is listening to us. A lot of people have heard that on the show, this conspiracy theory. They'll send stuff in. I mean, it's almost every day I get an email from someone who says, Rover, I didn't believe it, but then this happened to me. And they'll provide some sort of evidence or proof that they must be listening. Now, I read a report that Facebook is asking banks for access to your financial records. I didn't know that banks could even really sell this.
Oh, my God.
But apparently they can. You get access to card transactions and how much money you have in your account. Facebook would have access to that information.
Why?
Well, Facebook claims, oh, no, we won't use that for... We promise we won't use that to target ads, and we won't pass it on to third parties. So what do they need it for? I don't know. You tell me. I didn't know that you could just buy that information, did you?
No, that's the worst thing. What if they get hacked and the people know how much money you have? Then you can get robbed, somebody breaks into your house more often because of this? Nothing good.
Comes of it.
No.
Speaking of that, remind me when we come back from break. I have to tell you something great. I have not a great story, but I have an interesting story to tell you regarding money. But I didn't know that your bank could just... I knew that there was something going on with card transactions. I know that. There's some sort of shenanigans that they're able to figure out what you're buying and you can access that data. But I guess anyone, if I have a big company, I could go to a bank and go, hey... I want access on all your debit card transactions.
That sucks.
And they'd go, okay. So they would know if I could link Charlie to his purchases at the dildo store.
Sure. Dildo Factory is where I go frequently.
Dildo Factory, that's right.
The dildo buffet, all sorts of different dildos I'm constantly buying.
Yep.
Yes, and they would know.
Yep.
Okay.
Dildo on a stick.
Yes. All of my favorite dildos.
Based on your card. So they
and then
see
what?
That.
So
and then
what? They're going to try to sell me
dildos?
More dildos? Because I'm already pretty filled up.
I'm
maxed out, man.
No, they may try to...
Interest me in a possible butt plug.
Maybe they'll try to match you. I know Facebook is coming out with a dating app. Maybe they'll try to match you with someone who also shops. With
another dildo lover.
Dildo Emporium.
Yes, okay. No, but really what... I mean... Would they be able to look at your money and go, okay, we should stop wasting our time trying to sell this guy some bull crap. He has tons of money. Let's try to sell him cars.
No, they claim that they would not use the data to target ads.
Well, that's obviously a lie. They're liars.
They yeah. They have lied about a
they
lot.
Had, they had to make a commercial saying, we're not lying anymore. And yeah. Then,
so would they
we
target?
We used to lie.
Yeah.
Would they but target?
Now we're not
yeah,
going
to no,
lie
no. Let's take it back to our roots where
like
you're
Jeffrey?
Swinging in a hammock and taking a picture of yourself or whatever. But
yeah.
No.
So if they have his records, do they do like, is it Cartier? Do they send him Cartier cards? Because they're like, oh, he makes. No.
Who? What?
Jeffrey's bank
about?
Account. So do they do diamonds? They send diamonds to Jeffrey?
Why would they do that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They wouldn't.
They wouldn't.
Because they have their bank account, so they might do dollar store.
Oh, yeah. That's what I think. That's right? Exactly what I would think. They'd look at his bank account and go, okay, we're not going to waste our time trying to sell him overpriced stuff because he doesn't have as much money. Dollar store would probably work, yeah.
Used cars.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know this is happening? Like from our bank, can we opt out of this? Is it? Can we sign something when we first open up the account?
I think you can opt out of this stuff theoretically, but good luck because think of all your banks, all your credit cards. You have to do that, and then I think if you, I mean, I'm always getting those things, those little booklets that come with teeny tiny print, and they're like 50 pages, and they go, here's our privacy policy.
Yeah. Privacy statement. I just
you
rip
throw
it
that right out.
Who's
going to
read that?
Yeah.
Why send it to you every year?
Sarah, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, guys. So actually, you get a separate privacy policy, at least I do, a one-page sheet that says, here's a 1-800 number, and here's how you can opt out of all this stuff.
Yeah, but the reason they don't let you do it on a website, probably, or maybe they do, I don't know, but they know you're not going to do it. They know how lazy Americans are. I'm not going to do it.
I do it. Well, then that's your own fault. I mean, so now Facebook is...
No, see, I almost feel like it's not my own fault. Like, if I'm giving you money for a service... If I'm paying for stuff with your credit card and you're making 2.5% from each merchant that I buy stuff from, I mean, that's a lot of money for you, Visa or my bank or whoever. I feel like I shouldn't have to tell you not to sell my data. I really do.
So you wouldn't do the steps to block this if you found a way?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, she did.
She did.
You wouldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I'll tell you why. Think of all the accounts I would have to do that on. All the business accounts, all the credit cards, the personal credit cards.
We're not as rich as you, Rover. We don't all have all those accounts. I've got like three.
Well, I think that a lot of people have numerous credit card accounts and bank accounts and stuff like that. I don't think it has. I guess the more money you have, probably the more accounts you have, theoretically, I suppose. But I don't think it's unusual that people have.
I have two different banks.
And not only, it's not even your banks, but it's your cell phone companies. They'll sell your data. I mean, it's everyone. Yeah. So, I mean,
well, it is.
If you think of how many people you will get bills from, it's like 50 people. You're going to opt out of it. How are you going to keep track of all that? It's impossible.
Spend the whole day doing it.
I have to have it once for the credit card. But, you know, I mean, but yeah, it is all about money because, of course, these Visa CEOs want more money. And the only other way they can do it is by either interest or your purchases or selling your information.
Look, I think that Facebook has all sorts of information on us. Tons of information. More than you would ever imagine. And I think that it's very creepy that now they want to have access to your bank account so that they can track everything you imagine. Everything you purchase, Facebook would know. And they would know how much money you have in your account at any given time as well, which you think is private data, but
it should be.
Apparently it's not. I've got to take a quick break. I have two stories to tell you that might interest you when we come back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Dieter wants to start hunting and killing his own food. He's been training as a chicken choker for years now.
It makes sense, right? Makes complete sense.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Tony in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tony.
Morning. Yo.
Yo, what's happening?
All right, so I got to say, I feel that, you know, targeted ads and even them looking into your bank account, it kind of makes sense. I mean, would you rather have ads that have to do with you and your personality or something completely irrelevant?
Tony, what's the balance in your checking account right now?
Enough.
Huh? Yeah, so you don't want to tell
him. So he doesn't want to tell me, but... This is I don't get this. Why people are like, yeah, sure. The more data on me, the better, because I want to get better ads for stuff that I like. Okay, I really think that we're probably about. I think it'll be about 20 years. There will be. I don't know what or when, but I predict about 20 years from now there will be a big case or a big scandal. It's going to take a while. Maybe it won't take that long, but I don't know. But where a real world effect of this data mining is going to come to light. It's going to be a horrible misuse of information either by a company or by the government, and people are going to realize exactly what's going on. I think we're years and years away from that, and it's a complicated thing for people to grasp because they really don't know how much information is being collected. And how, like a guy said, he goes, well, what if I sign up for my Facebook account and my name's Tom Smith? How would they even link financial data to me or whatever? They have any number of ways. Probably your financial institution would sell your email address along with all your financial data to Facebook, which they would then use to match it. But if they have access to card data and your name is Tom Smith and they see that a Tom Smith was at a store at 3:23 p.m. making a purchase, they have your location data because of the Facebook app. Mm. You're in that store, and they link up 5-10 purchases. They go, oh, that Tom Smith is that Tom Smith, obviously.
That's scary.
They could do, and it gets even crazier. You know that all these genetic databases that they have now, like Ancestry.com and 23andMe or whatever the hell it's called. The 23andMe, right, that chick's the CEO, was married to the guy, the CEO of Google. So what do you think they're doing with all that data? And how are they catching all of these criminals, by the way? If you're a criminal, don't submit your stuff to Ancestry.com. In fact, tell your family not to do it either, because how many killers have been caught? Not that it's a bad thing that they've been caught, but how many killers have been caught? Well, that the serial killers, they went to, the cops went to Ancestry.com or 23andMe, and they said, hey, we need to find this profile. They get access to the entire DNA database, and they don't match it to you because you're a criminal. You go, I'm not putting my DNA sample. I'm not sending that off to find out what country my ancestors are from. That's stupid. Who cares? But if someone in your family did, someone else, your cousin, well, that now is matched to you. They go, aha, we've matched this DNA very closely. So now they've narrowed it to your circle. And then they get you within a week or two. That's a good use, I suppose. But wait until it's misused. Wait until your employers are using this and they go, oh, Tony, there's someone in Tony's family. His grandfather was affected with Alzheimer's and he's 50 and we're going to be giving him health insurance now as an employee and blah, 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 whatever the case may be. And they go, let's not hire him because that sounds like that could be expensive 10 years from now. I mean, I'm telling you, we're probably 20 years away from people being able to really figure out all of the potential serious and the potential for misuse in the wrong hands of this data is
20 years
enormous.
You think? I think that's
absolutely great. Enormous. Let me give you an example, and I'll tie it into one of the stories I was going to tell you. And this is a simple use of public data mining. I wish I would have brought this in today. I didn't. Yesterday, we got back. We were on the road on Rolling Glory 1, and B2 was, I went down, I was doing some stuff in my office, and B2, she was getting all the mail had been brought in. We have someone staying at the house while we're gone, and all the mail was brought in. So B2 goes through all of the mail. She opens up all the mail. She sorts junk out, throws it away. She brings me my stuff. You know, it's opened. I mean, here, you can see right here. This is open. This is one of the things that she opened for us. This is actually for Dougie. I'm getting mail for Dougie at my house.
Why? Why would she mail stuff to you?
Rover Media card. So... they sent new. Of course, they sent new cards. And
dude, she's got to get one. It's a must. She's got to buy dog food,
tampons,
diapers.
Anyhow, so she opens the envelope. She sorts out all the junk mail, and she comes down. She goes, "What's this?" I go, "What do you mean?" And she hands me this envelope, and I open it up. I really wish I would have brought this in. I open it up, and it says, "Dear Shane, you don't know me, but I know you." I'm paraphrasing here, but I know you. And I wasn't hired to look into you. However, I came across information that you are cheating on your wife. And I got this information while I was working a job out in, and it names a city that I live in. And I got this while I was working on a job. And here's what you're going to have to do. I have evidence, photos, whatever. I'm going to give this to your wife. Or you pay me $9,200. It's an odd number, right? Like,
Very specific.
Why not just ask for $9,000 or $10,000? Oh. Why $9,200?
If it's over 10, isn't the government alerted? So maybe that's why they wanted $9,200?
No, because it's a Bitcoin transaction.
Oh.
Yeah, they wanted me to, and then you flip the page over, and it's a whole list of how you go to a website, you log in, you do this, you do that, you link your bank account, you send it to this Bitcoin receiver address, blah, 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 blah.
So Anthony's
trying to blackmail.
Investigating? Yeah. What the hell?
Yeah. So your wife reads this.
If you're not
going
to let me have Twitch, I'm going to blackmail you.
I need more money. Your storage only gave me $250.
You're cheating on your wife.
So she reads this and probably is like,
I have evidence you went to a strip club. That's cheating in my book.
And she's probably freaking out. But not really.
Well, if it's specific, it actually had your name on it, right? Well, had your city, so it kind of looks legitimate,
all
right?
All my info. And I go, yeah. So I'm reading this, and I go, well, this is a phony scam. I go, we just talked about this on the air like a year ago or something.
No, we
2 weeks ago it said, I have photos of you beating your meat, like looking at porn.
I have emails.
Yeah, this is the new scam going around.
Oh, I haven't seen. No, we've actually talked about this scam.
No, we talked about this
on the show.
6 months ago we talked about
this. 6 months ago.
Yeah.
I got this letter in my mailbox. It is literally word for word exactly the same as what you'll find online. We talked about this 6 months ago.
Okay.
I'll see if I can find it.
I just got this email. I read it to Charlie in the office. I go, oh my gosh, I just... Dear Doogie, I have evidence. I've busted into your account. I know for a fact that you watch porn.
Yeah, I have pictures of you.
Yeah, and like that day after we did, had everything and I started laughing. I'm like, oh my God, that's the scam. Somebody who is actually married or in a relationship or doing that might fall for that.
Yeah.
And
if you didn't see that in the news, that's the first time you heard of that letter, you might fall for that. And especially if you're cheating, you're like,
if
oh
you're
my.
Cheating, yeah. Right.
Let me see if, hold on. I'll see if I can find the actual copy of this. Oh, here it is. Let me read you the actual copy.
This is the new Nigerian scam.
Yes, you are absolutely right.
That everybody fell for.
I'm going to cut to the chase. I know this is jumping in. I know about the secret you are keeping for your wife. More importantly, I have evidence of what you have been hiding. I won't go into specifics here in case your wife intercepts this, but you know what I'm talking about. You don't know me personally, and nobody hired me to look into you, nor did I go out looking to burn you. It is just your bad luck that I stumbled across your misadventures while working a job around, and then it names your city. I then put in more time than I probably should have looking into your life. Frankly, I am ready to forget all about you and let you get on with your life. And I'm going to give you two options that will accomplish that very thing. Those two options are either ignore this letter or simply pay me $2,000. And in this online example, it's $2,000. But this is literally word for word, except mine was $9,200. I don't know how they got. They use different amounts. I read a guy who's been blogging about this. He got this letter back in 2016. Option one is to ignore this letter. Let me tell you what will happen if you choose this path. I will take this evidence and send it to everyone in your life, especially your wife, and as insurance against you intercepting it before she gets it. I will also send copies to her friends, family, associates, and all your neighbors on and around your street. So even if you decide to come clean with your wife, it won't protect her from the humiliation she will feel when everyone she knows finds out your sordid details from me. Option to two is to pay me the $9,200 confidentiality fee. If you choose this path, your secret remains your secret. You go on with your life as though none of this ever happened. And then it says, you know, don't go into the cops. I'll still send this stuff out. They can't trace this back to me. Blah, 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 blah.
That's
blah,
almost
blah.
Verbatim what I got. But they switch out the cheating on your wife with the porn.
Mm-hmm.
That you have the two options.
And they have pictures of you doing it.
That's now, so that is crazy.
The reason I was going to bring this up anyways, but the reason I bring this up in conjunction with that Facebook data thing and the bank and the this and the that and the DNA, blah, blah, blah. Imagine that there's some sort of data breach or someone who works for one of these companies that's a bad actor. Think of all the info that they could, and they could run, they could write something that would just fill in the data automatically. Think of the number of people they could target with specific stuff that would, for blackmail purposes. I mean, it's frightening what these companies know about you. And this is just someone who I'm assuming got my name from, because I went to this blog after I go, I remember we talked about this on the show 6 months ago, you said, Charlie, but I went to this guy's blog. I've Googled this and I found this guy's blog who got it in 2016. Now he keeps track of people. They'll send him the letter and any details that have changed and things like that. He said he doesn't know of anyone that's actually paid the money, but some people,
sure
the wives,
are.
I mean, it could ruin marriages,
sure.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm assuming that they just got my info from a public records database. You can, county clerk website, whatever, you know. This information is available, and this is basic information. Imagine if that's paired now, too. Where you're going, what you're spending your money on, how much money you have in your bank account, blah, 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 blah.
Your people are not going to believe you. If they, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they said, well, I know you were at a hotel or if you did this or did that, how are they going to believe you?
Right.
That's
exactly.
Scary.
Exactly. I mean, there's all sorts of things that could happen. And I'm telling you, it'll be 20 years before something, there will be like a big case, like, or a big news story of something, some major abuse, it'll come out, little trickle of what happened to one particular person or a group of people, something, how they got screwed over or how they got tracked or how this happened to them or how their lives are ruined or whatever. This will come out.
Hmm.
But no, B2 was looking at this. She was more concerned. There was no, at the bottom of the envelope, it did have, it had like the post office thing like printed on the envelope, and it had my zip code and it had a little barcode, but the stamp was not, it didn't have a postmark on the stamp. So that's why she actually brought it down. She knew, she opened it up, she read it. She's like, I guess she recognized that it was the scam that we talked about 6 months ago. And I'm like, no, this is a scam. Not hiding anything from me. She goes, no, but look at the stamp. I go, what do you mean? No postmark on there. So she thought someone dropped it off personally in our mailbox.
Did you check security? Oh, but you had that person staying there. Do you have, you can.
I know, but what am I going to go through a week's worth of security camera footage trying to find someone?
Yes.
But I don't think they actually hand delivered it to me. I think that because that little barcode was at the bottom there. And I think that,
let me see them. Do you have the mail in your hand? Is it just
I have mail in my hand right now. This is not, this is business mail that, and see how it has this barcode down here with like your, it's a barcode and then it has your zip code. It had that on the envelope, but then the stamp, this is a business mail that the postage has already paid, but there was no,
like, what they stamp over it, have those lines and has the date. Yeah.
That wasn't on there. Now, maybe it was just maybe it misses it sometimes. Well, you think someone hand delivered that to my house?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like all letters have that, Rover. Outside of business, they always have that stamp.
No, I think we were just in my back office, and Amy, the promotions girl, opened up or got a piece of mail, and she's like, "Ooh, a free stamp!" Because they didn't put the postmark on the stamp. You remember that?
I do.
And she was trying to rip it off the envelope, and she's like,
I'll give you a stamp.
Like,
here, I have 2 quarters.
She's like, no, but this one's free. I can use it again.
I know they don't pay you here, but I'll give you a stamp, Amy. Yeah, she does that. She'll take the stamp off.
Then how do you reuse it? Do you put tape on it?
Yeah, you have to put like glue stick it.
Yeah.
You know, you can't put tape on it.
You can.
No, you can't.
As long as some of it's exposed.
No. You can't put tape on it because then when they do the postmark, It's on the tape, yeah. Not on the stamp.
You lick it, but you do like the corners.
If you lick it, it's already licked beforehand.
Ugh.
No, you have to glue stick the back of the stamp if you want to reuse a stamp.
Okay.
Or you just throw that out, get a new stamp. Yeah. It's 45 cents or whatever the hell it is.
Really hard up for cash.
Can I just give her a book of forever stamps?
Yeah, you should. Merry Christmas.
With it?
Huh.
Anyhow, so how weird is it that I got that letter? You guys have never gotten that.
Nothing like that. No.
Right when you get married, too.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking before.
Could it be, did they look at like a marriage license database, perhaps? Did they look at property records? Like I just moved 6 months ago. Did they, you know, I don't know. This guy on his blog here. I mean, he has a whole thing of recipients. He got eight emails from other victims. It took him it took about a year for it to really pick up. But he says, "Oh, this is really weird. Listen to this. I should have paid attention to this more closely." This is an update on October 28th, 2017. I have now received 8 emails from victims since yesterday. There's definitely been another wave. So they send these out like probably 1,000 at a time or something. At least 5 were postmarked from Nashville, Tennessee. Several didn't have the stamp canceled out.
Interesting.
How's that possible? Recipients are all over the United States: Portland, Oregon, Alabama, California, Fort Myers, Florida, Houston, Austin, Chandler, Arizona, Cincinnati, Ohio, Annandale, Virginia, Nashville, Seattle. All of them were postmarked October 24th, 2017. Bitcoin addresses are unique. The first sentence has changed in that last batch to, "I know about the secret you're keeping from your wife," instead of, "I know you cheated on your wife."
That's more vague.
Could it be a mail carrier or a...
Or just somebody that knows you're married, you know?
How would they get...
Just anybody that would know that you're married that kind of saw their ticket out of here, just leaving on B2, and like maybe Doogie did.
Oh, you think Doogie's behind this?
Very possible. It's very, very possible. She did just get a similar scam 2 weeks ago, which could give her the idea to do this to you.
Copy and paste.
Any misspellings in the letter? That's a tip off it's Doogie.
Or any underlying exclamation.
Highlighted.
Doogie also knows how to use Bitcoin.
Barely.
Interesting. She owns Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I've got proof on you, Rover. B2, call me. We'll chat.
How do they do that? How do they get it without the canceling out the stamp?
And numerous people.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Hand delivered.
Does this guy have...
But it had a scan thing at the bottom.
You just put that on there? A fake one? Can you tell the difference between a fake one and a real one?
So then I happened, actually, last night, my next door neighbors came over. They rang the doorbell. B2 went up and answered the doorbell. They brought over a gift, like a welcome to the neighborhood gift.
What was it?
I'm surprised because I would have figured they hate us after that party. Lil Jon performing in the backyard at midnight, you know?
They have all little kids. You closed off the street with police.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
So.
Welcome, my friend. Here's a cheese plate.
Don't mind that guy in the tree up there with the rifle. He's just keeping everyone safe.
Did any of your neighbors come to that or no?
No.
Okay. All right. What'd they bring you?
B2, I don't know. She opened it last night.
It was like a cheese platter?
No, it was
cookies?
No. I think it was like a, I don't know, something for the kitchen or something. Like a...
How do you
like
not know?
Pot?
Could be a pot. I don't know what the hell it was.
I would have to know.
You didn't get up and go meet them?
Unless it's electronics. I don't care. I'm not interested.
Knife set?
That'd be nice.
No, yeah. I went out. I got up. I was downstairs in my office, and she was just getting ready to leave. She was in the garage getting ready to leave, and she heard, she was going to get food. She heard the doorbell ring. So she's in the garage. I'm downstairs. I have my shirt off. Oh. Like, I got home from the bus trip. I stripped my shirt off, and I'm wearing pajama bottoms.
You have a problem with that.
So she calls me on the phone, and she goes, who's at the front door? Because she's scared. She got that letter, you know, earlier. Mm-hmm. And now she's thinking, like, dude, the blackmailer is at the front door. And she's stuck in the garage. And I can't answer the door because I'm in, I have no shirt. And I look at, I see it's the neighbors. I recognize them. I see them on the screen. And so I tell her it's a neighbor. She went out. And I eventually, so then I was able to go up, put on a shirt, come outside. I ripped, I almost ripped my toenail off coming up the steps. I tripped. And it didn't rip my toenail off, but it ripped it back. So like half the top half of my toenail ripped back. So there's a big line now across my toenail. And it was bleeding from underneath the toenail. But that was my day yesterday.
But you still went out there.
Anyhow, I went out there. And I don't know if she was telling them like why she didn't want to answer the door or why it took her so long to answer the door or whatever or something. She must have mentioned this letter to them before I got out there.
That my husband might be cheating on me? You tell that to the neighbor?
And then he went and created his own blog site just to cover himself up.
Exactly, right. And I backdated everything.
Right?
No, seriously. This has been going on for 2 years, honey. No, I asked the guy. I go, did you get this letter? He goes, no. So it wasn't like everyone on the street.
It was just you.
It was just me.
That's a weird, hi, nice to meet you conversation. Don't
you
think?
They're probably like, what the hell is this guy talking about? Blackmail scam.
Right? You don't see anything wrong with that conversation?
Yeah, how's that come up the first time? Well, B2 had to say, well, I was
scared. No, we've
scared.
Met them before.
Oh, okay.
Once. At a swingers club. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. They're going to love you as a neighbor. Jesus, God.
Becca in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Becca.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
So I have a clue. I'm not sure what it means. But so I used to work at the UPS store. So when a USPS mail piece would come through, it has, you know, the barcodes at the bottom.
Yeah.
And no matter what you did to it or wrote not at this address or something, it would it would come back if you didn't mark out the, you know, the automatic lines at the bottom. So that just continues to send the mail through. So whether or not it has a stamp, you know, posted on it, it'll still go through the system to wherever it's supposed to go, you know, just automatically.
Interesting.
Because it has the barcode.
So they figured out a way then to, like, scam that barcode thing, I guess? Like the scammer, if they're sending all of these emails, are they letters?
Maybe they're at the post office. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, how has the FBI not figured out who this is?
Right?
Like,
that's a good point.
The FBI, I mean, they can't, maybe I'll call it my people at the FBI. Mm. I don't know if you know this, but I'm very tight with people at the FBI.
Okay.
Very tight.
And?
They just called me like a few weeks ago. Why are you talking crap about us? Like, what do you mean? We arrested that terrorist. Remember I said that they arrested a terrorist? I go, this is going to not be a
you
real
it
terrorist.
It's
going to be a fake terrorist.
Yeah. Was it the fireworks or something?
It was right on the 4th of July.
Yeah. Yeah, it was around the 4th of July. Yeah. He wanted to blow up the 4th of July thing.
Right.
But his big plan his big plan was to drive remote-controlled cars around and blow it up. Okay. Anyhow. So they must have, I mean, they have obviously been alerted to this, right?
Do you think anybody's paying?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I don't know.
That's the first time you see that.
Well,
Rover?
First of all,
of
someone must.
Yeah, and if
because
cheap.
They wouldn't be going on. You wouldn't continue this if this guy got it 2 years ago. This guy named Dave Ergel, who I think is a professor somewhere. He got this email. He posted this on his blog. And that was in 2016. And there are, as he says, multiple waves. He's getting updates, you know, every month, 2 months as these waves come out from all over the country. If no one was paying, they wouldn't keep it up
You're
for
right.
years.
Yeah. Even if you get one person out of 1,000, that you just got $9,000, right?
It's probably a pretty cheap scam to operate.
And it didn't specifically say cheating, right? It just said a secret you're keeping from your wife?
Well, both, I guess. So there's three.
Well, there's a different version. They're all almost identical wording, but the old one said cheating on your wife. The new one says
secret
from your wife. So that could be like you're like a guy, if he's gay or going to a gay club or, you know, I guess it opens the door for more potential victims that way. Like and if then, a guy's like, I didn't cheat on my wife. I know I didn't cheat on my wife. I don't have anything to worry about. But if he's like, I'm watching kiddie porn, you know, right.
And then the third is the porn. I know that you're watching porn. Your wife doesn't know, or your significant other doesn't know.
Who cares? Who's going to pay for that?
That's
not how the scam
latest.
You had.
If it has a picture of you cranking it while you're looking at porn.
Oh, okay, so that's not the scam. The scam isn't like, I'm going to tell your wife you're watching porn.
No. It's,
I have a webcam photo. I turned on your webcam.
I'm going to send it to your neighbors.
It's like a nuts up shot. Yeah. I'm sent to all your mom and your dad. And then you're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Because every guy's watching porn on his iPad or his phone.
You know, I don't know if I would really be that upset about that. Like, I wouldn't want that to come out. Like, if I had my choice, is a photo of me, would I prefer one to come out of me cranking it out, watching porn, or not come out? Obviously, you'd say I don't want it to come out.
Right.
But if it did,
what are you going to do? Whatever.
I mean, is that the end of the world?
No.
If all your coworkers, Saskia,
and I'm sure
this
our
video.
Fans would just let it die. You know, like,
of course. It'll never come up again.
See, that's none of our business.
Exactly. No photoshopping me, you know, with a big black guy riding me or anything. Yeah. No, nothing like that. God. All right, I've got to take a break. Oh, they're going to be mad at me. It's 9:05. Why do they do this? Can anyone explain this to me? Is there an explanation?
Nope.
Why do they say that commercials have to play by 9 o'clock? Why?
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Is it by drive time? Because most people drive before 9?
It's normally it's done by the show, day part, as they call it. I get it that you want it to be during the morning show.
This is
morning. Because you've bought the morning show. I don't get it that they go, this kills at 9 and we're not paying for it. Anyhow, whatever. I'll get another email that I'll delete.
So take a break.
All right, let me take a break. I want to tell you one other story, too. And B2 said I was being so stupid. And I said, no. I go, you don't understand. This is a legit thing. I'm telling you, as a man, this is a legitimate thing. This happened to us when we were in Columbus. Something I was very concerned about during the day. And she goes, no one would think that. I go, you're wrong.
All right, don't tell us anymore. Tell us the story. I want to see what we say.
I have a feeling.
Okay, don't judge. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm just making a prediction. I think that the guys on the show, other than maybe Snitz, I know Dieter will agree with me. I know that for a fact. I think Charlie will agree with me. I think all the guys will agree with me. I don't think I'm being crazy
like
about
Snitzer.
This. Yeah. No, Snitz, I don't know. We'll see. Let me take a quick break. I'll tell it to you right after this. It's something so stupid, but I'll tell it to you right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Organizations are trying to figure out what we should do with the Syrian refugees.
Where will they go?
Here? We're just trying to figure out why Jeffrey has skid marks in the front of his underpants.
It's none of your goddamn business.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, maybe we'll get to a shizzy here. Maybe we'll see the news. You guys tell me if if you would think the same way that I do on this. So we were on board Rolling Glory 1 for the past week, and we were down in Columbus, and it was a hot day. I don't remember what day it was. It was hot, though.
Sunday.
It was hot.
Saturday was pretty bad, too. It's brutal.
And we weren't in Columbus on Saturday, so that's why it was Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Deja.
Hey, anytime.
So, B2 and I went out. I think we got something to eat or whatever.
The festival you went to, right?
Festival. Well, I only went to that for the last hour that it was on because it was too hot.
Yeah, we were there for 5-6 hours.
Oh, my God, really?
Oh,
sweat
yeah.
Sweat your ass off?
We were sitting in the shade, though, but it was hot.
Anyhow, so we go out, and I... we eat, and afterwards, I tell B2, I said, hey, why don't we stop at this store? There's a store there. Why don't we stop in there? I've been a good boy. How about we get some, I want to get like some either frozen yogurt or something, ice cream, Dippin' Dots, something, you know? Right. So we go into this grocery store, and they have, go into the aisle, and I pick out, she goes, I want some cookies. I go, okay, you go get the cookies. I'm going to pick out what I want. I'll meet you at the checkout line. She says, okay. So I can't just pick out one thing. I pick out two things, and I go and I meet her at the checkout line. She has her cookies. We check out. We start walking back to the bus. And as we're walking, it's a, I don't know, maybe a 10-minute walk back to the bus with that. Maybe not even. She goes, you know, you should eat this stuff because it's going to melt. I said, oh, it'll be fine. It's not going to melt in the 10 minutes we're walking. It's hot, but it's not, I don't think it's going to melt. Well, we should be just fine. She goes, yeah, but why don't you just have one right now? You really wanted one. I go, I can't. She goes, why not? I said, well, one of the things that I bought are frozen chocolate covered bananas, you know, like on a stick.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They're like bananas dipped in chocolate on a stick, frozen. Yeah. I said, I can't eat that. She goes, why not? I go, you can't walk down the street eating a chocolate-covered banana. People are going to see that, and they're going to go.
Are you kidding?
They immediately go, look at this guy sucking a big black.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, that's what any guy would think
would
you
see
that.
It go into your head, but I would still eat the banana.
You're
I'd be
an
like,
idiot.
I don't care what that person thinks.
You didn't eat the frozen banana because
would you rather eat the frozen banana in the privacy of your own home,
sure,
or in this case, bus,
you're racing
as opposed
time.
To walking down the street and everyone drives
hot.
By going, look at this guy sucking out a big black D.
No.
Yeah, no, it was hot, and I agree, because I would think that as I'm eating it, I'm like, everybody's going to
of
think
course.
That's what I'm doing it.
And I tried to explain to her, she goes, no one would think that. I go, no.
Of course
everyone
they do.
Will think
yes.
that. I go, if I saw a guy, and you never get these frozen bananas, they're always at like an amusement park, you know?
Yeah, I've never had one.
Why? Because it looks
of
like
this. Exactly
that's
what we're
right.
saying.
Right?
You look like you're swallowing a black dildo.
You guys are idiots.
So I said, if you are at an amusement park and someone's eating that, you immediately... You nudge your friend and go, look at that guy sucking the big
wow.
one.
Get a picture in the background. I'll stand in front of him. We'll post it on Instagram.
Nobody is thinking that.
Yeah, yes,
the first
everyone's
bite,
thinking
the first
that.
Bite, yes, that's exactly what it's looking like.
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes, everyone's thinking that.
Did you think of if you ate it like corn on the cob, though, it wouldn't look that bad, right? Did you think about this?
But you can't eat it like that, can
no,
you?
Why not? It doesn't have a stick on both ends.
Just one
only
stick.
One
I'm trying
stick.
To think of a way to eat that, but no. I wouldn't
now
care.
You have to stick it in your mouth like you're filleting the frozen black banana.
Who cares? I agree
you
that
can't
you
bite
think
it.
That.
You can't bite it, right, because it's frozen?
Oh, yeah, you'd have to,
so
you'd
have
to slurp
to suck,
it.
Suck, yeah.
It was 90
you
suck
out.
It warms you can bite it. You can bite it.
Oh, okay.
I
thought it was like a Tootsie Roll pop. You have to suck on it to get to the middle.
I have kind of sensitive teeth. I wouldn't be able to bite into it. I'd have to be...
She just
deep
sucking
it.
Deep
yes.
in and out,
yes.
in and out, thrusting,
oh, yeah,
basically.
Yes.
Like, face effing yourself with
oh.
a frozen banana.
Yeah. I can't eat a popsicle. Like, I can't just bite a popsicle. That would hurt.
Yeah.
So, a frozen banana, that's denser. I really could not bite that. I would.
Wait, a popsicle would hurt your teeth?
Yeah, I don't like biting popsicles.
Dude, you need to go to the dentist if your teeth
he
are that sensitive.
He goes all the time, actually.
Yeah,
all
no,
the time?
Fine.
Don't you go, like, once a year, twice a year?
Twice a year. I go normal amount of times.
Every six months you're supposed to go.
But I don't bite ice cream. I've never been able to do it. I don't like it.
You must have something wrong with your teeth if they're that sensitive.
No.
Have you brought this up to your dentist?
I think lots of people don't like to bite ice cream.
You using Sensodyne?
No.
Okay. Maybe just start using that.
I'm okay. I've learned to, I'll just suck off my my popsicle or whatever. God. That's fine.
So let me ask you, you would just walk down the street. Ben, you know what a busy internet, you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. There's a lot of
Lots of traffic. Hundreds, if not thousands of cars going by on that walk home.
That walk signal takes 10 minutes, it seemed like. So yeah, you'd be sitting there really slurping it down.
And so you think you would have eaten that?
Yeah.
This is why Charlie gets punched in the face all the time. This is why Charlie, like,
he's
people.
He's normal.
This is why Charlie just will be like, I don't know, it was weird. I was like walking down the street and these guys drove by in a car and they're like, you homo!
It's going to happen. It happens to me anyways. So, like, with the banana, I might as well enjoy my little treat for myself that I picked up.
Nads, would you do it?
No chance. No. I mean, that's really? Just a terrible look. We used to get frozen bananas in elementary school and they had Baker's chocolate on it. They were disgusting. But they had, I mean, there was just a cafeteria full of children just slurping these black bananas.
You still remember it to this day.
It's not a great memory.
What about a corn dog? Would you enjoy a corn dog?
I just ate a corn dog.
Who wouldn't eat a corn dog?
A corn dog is even, I don't know, but a corn dog is not as bad as a frozen banana. The frozen banana just, wow. Something about it.
A popsicle? A rocket pop?
Looks like a red rocket.
Yeah.
Come on!
Looks like you're a dog lover.
I wouldn't have a problem.
What about a creamsicle?
Creamsicle, I wouldn't have a problem.
Because that thing leaks, actually.
But this frozen chocolate-covered banana.
If you work hard enough, you can get it to leak.
Snitz, would you have eaten this? See, this is why I said Snitz would eat it. I don't think he would care.
Oh, he loves bananas.
I eat banana every day. I would eat it. I mean, sure, people are going to laugh and whatever. Who cares? It's frozen. It's delicious. I don't care what people think.
Especially because it was
But you could just wait.
Nah, Rover, this is
real
hot.
A few minutes till you get back to the privacy of your own.
I know the
temperature. I'm not saying that if I didn't see you, I wouldn't laugh. Of course I would.
Yeah, we'd all laugh.
But I'd still eat it. I don't care.
Oh, if I saw you, if I was on the other side of the street and you're just plowing down on that banana, of course I'm going to take a picture of it. There's no chance I'm not. But that doesn't
Rover,
mean.
But anyone else, would you? You still would, think it's.
I don't know if I'd take a picture of a stranger, but I'd still point and laugh at that stranger for sure.
You'd at least think it in your mind.
I think
first
that's
thought.
Crazy.
Yes.
The very first.
Yes.
But I'd be kind of jealous of him because he's got a nice banana.
You
that
wouldn't
he's
think that?
No. Absolutely
really?
Not. No, I agree with B2 on that.
It's definitely a dude thing, yeah. It's dudes.
Here's someone who sent a text. I'm a female. I agree with you. I would not eat a frozen banana in public.
But if a girl's doing it, it could be kind of hot, too.
And here's someone who says, you homophobic F-boy. God forbid someone thinks you're gay. That would just ruin your life.
Were we just having the conversation about chocolate-covered bananas? How
someone,
do they not go black?
No, I don't remember
We
that.
Were. Oh, it was on the show.
Was it in the bus?
Aren't they frozen?
It was the bus driver. You were talking with the bus driver about how to freeze a banana the
put
right
it in
way.
The freezer.
No,
put
no,
the
there's
fridge.
A right way.
Do you peel the banana and then freeze it, or do you put the whole banana in the freezer and then dip it?
You have to peel it first.
It's very weird that you were eating that day because the bus driver was having a very long conversation about how to do that.
That's did he see the frozen bananas in the freezer?
This is when Doogie was there.
He said they turned black.
Well, the skin does.
The inside, definitely. Though, he said the inside turns black.
That I don't remember.
And then you dip it. Was your banana black?
Where did you get this if it wasn't at the fair?
Is that a grocery store?
Did you sell them?
Really?
Yeah. I've never seen that. Prepackaged? Because I only
that's
ever seen
that's why I thought
fairs.
I go, who gets this? I can't ever eat these in public.
Oh,
I've only
God.
Seen these at amusement parks. Let me eat. I've had them at some point in my life, but let me eat this in the privacy of my own bus.
Huh.
Where people won't ridicule me and take pictures and post them on Instagram and Photoshop them of me gargling.
Speaking of gargling.
Jeffrey, would you eat one in public?
No, for the same reason that Rover said.
Why?
We should have asked him first.
Because I don't want people making fun of me. First of all, I don't even eat frozen chocolate-covered bananas to begin with.
No, but if you did.
If I was getting one, it would be in the privacy of my home. I don't want to be out there ridiculed.
What about a corn dog?
Not a corn dog either.
Really?
No.
A popsicle?
In my own house, I wouldn't eat anything on a hot sweltering day. I'm afraid the thing would melt. Okay. I know how rude people can be at times.
But what's the worst that's going to happen to you guys? This is what I don't understand is people are going to say that about anything that you're doing.
Now we're not shaped like that.
But like they're just going to...
You look the shape of it and you can't bite into it. That's frozen. You have to actually slurp on it. Back
you're
and forth.
Not slurping on it.
Oh, no, you
if
lick
it's
it.
It's frozen, dude. Yeah, you have to lick it. You can't just bite into it, right?
Yeah.
Thomas, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Thomas.
Hey, Rover, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, the chocolate banana thing, quick story here. We were at Cedar Point now a few weeks ago, and there was a real hot chick that had one, and all her friends were, they were started laughing at her. No one can figure it out. But immediately, everyone that was around them knew why they were laughing. So when you do see that, everybody, that's the first thing everybody thinks about.
Yes.
So it's 100% true when you see that. It just does not look
yes. Right. And why put that image, why not just wait until, why not wait 5 minutes until you're
it
at
was
home?
Hot. I guarantee that thing was a little melted. It was that was quite a distance you had to walk.
No.
It was a 10-15 minute walk.
It had to have melted. Did it melt?
And it was so hot that day.
No, it was fine. Mm. Didn't melt at all. All right, I've got to take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. The five secrets of highly intelligent people. They listen to Rover's Morning Glory.
That's six.
I know it's six. Just listen to the damn show already, okay? Come on.
Charlotte, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Rover. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Well, first off, I just wanted to say thank you guys for being my sole form of entertainment while I'm driving around throughout my day. You guys are great to listen to.
Well, thank you for listening.
I wanted to add my 2 cents on the old popsicle debate here.
Yes.
I don't even like to lick an ice cream cone. I just think it looks effeminate.
Oh,
no, he does have a point. I'm not real comfortable eating ice cream cones in public either. I love ice cream, though, so it outweighs my my fear of eating an ice cream cone. But I do kind of agree with him.
But
like, I was actually just eating an ice cream cone in public with B2 a couple weeks ago. Sitting at a table outside, and I was watching other guys eat their ice cream cones going, God, that looks terrible. And so I know what he's feeling.
Well, Rover gets his go-to, if it's not Dippin' Dots, it's the vanilla large cone.
Oh, just
dipped in chocolate.
Yeah.
And then it turns hard.
The magic show.
And then it makes a huge mess everywhere.
Yeah, stripping that white stuff on your hand, on your chest, on your chin. Yeah. Everybody's taking looks.
All right. Thank you, Jay.
There was
a girl who was on the phone and she dropped off, but she used to work at an ice cream store. She said she hated it when guys would order frozen bananas because the first thing that would pop into her head was gay.
Oh,
see?
God.
And a guy, or I'm sorry, a girl. Let me see if I can find this. I'm a female and I hate when my boss eats bananas in our break room. I just see him as sucking a D.
Well, yeah, would you eat a
And that's just a banana. That's not even a frozen chocolate covered banana.
Wow. Would you eat a regular banana
in
public?
No, I don't think so. Would you?
Really?
Would you?
Yeah.
I mean, you would you break off a piece and put it in your mouth, or would you
eat a banana like that?
That's how I would. I get my scissors out and I cut it up into small pieces, eat it with a fork.
What do you need scissors for? You can just break a banana. It's not like hard. You need the scissors.
No, if my hands are dirty.
Yeah.
If my hands are dirty. I don't want to just use my dirty hands, so I'll cut it up and eat it so people won't see me deep throwing it like Charlie would do.
So ridiculous.
That makes you eat a hot dog?
Snitz eats it with one bite.
I eat
he
a
puts
banana
the whole
every
deep throat
day
in, bites off the end, and swallows it whole. And I'm like, dude, that looks like a woman.
I go a little bit, you know, back and forth, a little smidge, but not, you know, not too bad.
No, I would break off. You'd break off like a two-inch piece of banana and put it.
Nobody would.
Oh, everyone does.
It's handheld. You could just do it.
I do peel the whole thing.
Of course, and you eat it.
And then I do. I don't eat it in the skin because I'm always afraid of spiders.
Eat it in the skin. What are you talking about? So you take it out of
the
skin and hold it.
Yeah,
that even looks worse.
That looks terrible. That's really the dumbest way to do it.
Doesn't get your hand all sticky.
So coming from the guy who uses scissors that he cuts his chicken with, you use that for your banana. That's disgusting.
No, but it's clean. That's why you get sick all the time. You get this cough. You're touching everything with your hand.
You use scissors to cut a banana.
I know.
How
you're
often
using
you eat chicken that's 2 weeks old that smells like
and I'm the
trash.
Dirty one?
Your raw chicken juice went everywhere, Grover. It's so nasty.
God.
When you're eating an ice cream cone, do you lick it? Are you licking or are you the guy that puts the... Like the whole tip in the mouth.
No, you have to lick it.
Okay, you lick.
Yeah. You have to go around.
I don't know what looks worse, actually.
You have to rotate that ice cream cone as you lick, right?
Yeah, yeah. But some guys will get it down to like a nice mouth shape at that point, and then they'll just kind of...
I do that, too.
Okay, you do it at one point to finish it off.
Stick the tip in. Just the tip.
Okay, of course, yeah.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Help us all.
Mike, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, so you guys were talking about the frozen bananas and whatnot. A couple of years ago, we were at this restaurant. I can't remember where we were at. But my cousin, she was like 25 or 26 at the time. And she ordered a frozen banana. And it was my...
Wait, hold on. You were cutting out. She ordered a frozen banana and what? Hello? I don't know what happened. Charlie, we're off the air in Binghamton, New York.
Damn.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Maybe the frozen banana conversation was too hot for Binghamton to handle.
We lost an affiliate. Banana talk. Could you imagine?
Could you imagine the conversations going back and forth between corporate and like the general manager? They were talking about bananas in the most disgusting manner I've ever heard.
And bananas are sponsors of the 9 o'clock hour.
that's right. We happen to have the 14th largest banana producing facility in the United States here in Binghamton.
We have banana festivals. What do you need, honey? What's wrong?
I need their number. Yeah, I need the list.
How do we not have a list?
People come and go. I have a list. Is this it? Is this up to date?
That's the latest we have. We have no program director, so that's as good as it gets. We've got Binghamton.
Do you have their number on there?
No, I have six. I have like six numbers. Is it to call one of them?
Yeah, all sorts of people in Binghamton are now texting me. They don't like this.
I got here.
And Adam from Atlanta says, I think it's effeminate when men use straws. We were at a restaurant in Columbus, and they brought us our waters. And this is the most annoying thing now. They don't give you plastic straws, Dieter.
Yeah,
they
was
give
it
you
spaghetti?
Paper straws.
Oh, paper?
Paper straws. This is the worst. It's disgusting. It's
is
like
it soft? Because I haven't even seen this yet.
It's not soft. It's just, it's like cardboard. They must coat it with something, I guess, but it still tastes like, it's like drinking your water through a toilet roll tube. That's what it's like.
Oh, yeah.
It's disgusting.
You can taste it. Yeah.
It's just gross.
I appreciate what they're doing, but yeah, I'd rather have no straw whatsoever.
Yes. Kill a couple of sea turtles as long as I get my plastic straws, okay?
You've seen that video with the straw up the turtle's nose?
I haven't.
Oh, you haven't seen that?
I haven't seen it.
They pull a turtle out. He's actually got a straw, a plastic straw, up his nose.
Yeah.
And they have to pull it out with pliers, and he's like, eh, like squealing because he's in pain.
Yeah.
And once people saw that, they go, no more straws.
No more plastic straw. But is that a one in a billion chance? That
I know, but still, that went viral.
I'm just saying, okay, but...
What the locals do here, there's never been straws. It's never been allowed.
What do you mean?
You can't have straws at the little fast food places that are there. They don't serve straws. They don't serve lids or straws.
Hmm.
Because of
the, animals get it and get a hold of it or something. But
that's been forever.
I almost feel like, I know this is a terrible thing to say, but I almost feel like animals should know not to stick plastic up their nose.
It just goes, as they're swimming, just...
It just so happens, just like your friend just sat down on a hot dog on the couch and it went up her vagina. It was just the angle. It was right in between the cushions.
Oh, my God.
Well, back when we were kids, it was the six-pack wrapper thing that... That was
cans, right.
Yeah. Six-pack plastic.
They would have those plastic. They don't really have those anymore. Those like soft plastic rings that go around the cans. I don't know what they have now.
Well, if it's...
They have hard plastic ones that I've seen. What do they have now for a six-pack?
I don't know, because I always buy 12 or 18 or 24. I never buy six.
What do they have for a six-pack? I don't go to the grocery
Nads,
store.
You always buy a six-pack for your dad.
I don't know.
What?
Six-pack, what does it come with? Do they still use those soft plastic rings?
Yeah, I cut them up.
But they still sell them.
Yeah, like when I get my water, I buy them attached, and then I put it like I pull them all out, and then I take the scissors, and my daughter and I, we cut them all up into little tiny pieces. Even though it's still plastic, it's so bad for the environment, but I feel bad if it gets on a duck's nose or a dolphin or whatever.
Wait, Mike is back on the line. He's got to finish telling us a story about his cousin. All right, so wait a second. Yeah. So your cousin, start over. Just start the story from scratch, Mike.
Sorry. We're at this restaurant, you know, we're ordering dessert, and there's like three families. There's like 20 of us. Well, not 20 of us. There's three families, though. She orders a frozen banana. And now, I got to tell you this, she's like 25, 26, solid 300 pounds, right?
Okay.
She's got like a learning disability, so she's a little slow.
Okay, all right.
When she gets the frozen banana, I swear to God, she puts her elbows and hands like on the table and is holding it with her fingers. And she starts going at it like she was on casting couch trying to win $1 million. And every single person is looking at her. And like the people around us are looking at her, and it's like kind of silent. And she's doing it for like 30 seconds straight. And then she just looks up and goes, "What?" Everybody just went back to their...
No one wants to say anything because she's slow.
Right, but she's not that slow. But she should know what she's doing.
But everyone, you know what everyone in that room was thinking, right?
Every single person.
Every single one, that's right. That's right. So... eat your frozen bananas in public, guy. I'm in private. Private. In private.
That's a slip up.
That was Freudian slip. Oh, God. Tom, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Rover. What's up?
Hey, man.
Hey, I always thought Dieter was the homophobic one on the show, but it's starting to sound like you are.
I'm secure in my sexuality, at least most of the time, but this frozen banana thing, I just didn't want to be, and I was really in a very high traffic area.
Yeah, the cars were really close to the sidewalk there.
And there's just a very busy street, and I was a teenager once. I know how this goes.
Yeah, high school kids would eat you alive if they saw you doing that, Rover.
I know.
They would just drive back and forth, just... ripping you apart.
This isn't so much about homophobia. It's more about survival.
Yeah.
You don't know. Anything can happen. You know, if someone starts yelling stuff at you, you yell something back. Before you know it, someone gets shanked in the eyeball. Blind James, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Blind James.
Good morning, Rover.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Dieter, yo.
Yo!
All right, so here's the deal. The other day, I was checking out some stuff on YouTube, listening to Bert's podcast, actually, and he was recapping Roverfest. And then he started talking about how he's training for his triathlon.
Uh-huh.
So it got me thinking of, like, looking through or searching on YouTube on what kind of games and stuff they have for blind people.
and I came across this baseball that they have that beeps and these bases that buzz. And they have, like, a whole league for it, but I don't know how to get into it or how I could even acquire these things. But I would love if you guys at the show could help me play a baseball game, especially you, Rover.
We've talked about this before. I've seen video of this blind baseball. I haven't seen adults play this, but I've seen kids play this. And this is a horrible thing to say, but it was almost like child cruelty, I thought. Because I get it. Maybe they're having fun doing it. Maybe. But it was so disorganized and so chaotic. Like, the kids are running the wrong way. Like, they're running to third.
Well, they're blind.
I know. And it's just, I was like, you know, I don't know. I guess if they're having fun, that's all that matters, I suppose.
Here. I got a video. Do you want to see it?
I sent it to you.
Oh, yeah.
There's videos on YouTube. With the adults, it's a little easier because obviously, I mean, we know how to play. We know the general direction of the bases and know what to listen for.
Yeah, the kids, even kids just playing T-ball and they can see, even that's
a mess.
Oh, it's a disaster.
Yeah, before I went blind, I coached the T-ball team, man, and that was crazy. In order to keep the kids from, like, running around, we used to put hula hoops and make them sit in their section, and then we'd hit a ball, and then they couldn't leave unless, the ball was within their little ring.
I have no idea what he's talking about. Do you guys?
No.
What did he say?
I don't know. Something with hula
hoops. When I used to teach T-ball. And whenever you hit the ball, obviously all the kids run to the ball.
Uh-huh.
Well, when I used to coach them, in order to keep them to stay in their zone, we'd use, like, hula hoops. And, you know, they couldn't move out of that hula hoop. So that's how you train kids to stay in their zone.
Ah. All right. Here's some video of, let me see. Charlie, what is this?
This is the video that Blind James sent us about this blind baseball. I didn't watch it yet.
Oh, you got to see it. They hit ground balls with some of these guys, Rover, and they're blind, and they're still able to kind of dive in front of the ball and stop it.
Are they really blind? Like, you think that Stevie Wonder is not blind.
Oh, God, here, the microphone.
I tried to explain this. We were at a Bert Kreischer show.
Who are we telling
and
us?
And one of the comedians was telling us how he met Stevie Wonder, and he's like, yeah, I did this thing with Stevie Wonder. And I go, Dieter doesn't believe Stevie Wonder is blind. And the guy's like, what?
Yeah, the famous video. He's on stage, and somebody knocks over a microphone stand, and he goes 3 feet over and catches it and puts it back in front of his face. If you're blind, you would never be able to grab that.
His other senses are heightened, man.
Yeah, no, you do.
He's a Jedi.
Like,
I mean,
even when I drop stuff, I can write exactly where I dropped it.
That's amazing. Just that video, it blows my mind.
Yeah, Paul McCartney knocked it over. Stevie Wonder didn't know. And he reached out and grabbed it like a Jedi.
Yeah, it was like silent. Didn't make a noise, but he just knew. Psh, put it in front of his face. Like, he's like, I got it.
Here's the blind baseball.
What? Yeah, the ground ball.
Oh, wait, they're going the wrong way.
Yeah.
I mean, the first clip, they're running.
Well,
wait, how
Paul Plate
this
is facing the wrong way, too, isn't it?
No.
It doesn't face forward? Okay.
So the pitcher, first of all, how's that even possible that this guy, the pitcher, is also blind, I think, I don't know, and throws a ball, and this guy can hit the ball just by the beeping sound? That's pretty good. That seems like that would be really hard.
Set, ready, pitch.
That is crazy.
But then
the
runs,
ball is much bigger, too.
Runs to third base, like, and there's no explanation in this video. Like, wouldn't they tell everyone?
Like, well, hey, then that guy's
you know that first base is this way, right?
If you've never seen baseball before, would you know it's to the right?
No, you wouldn't. That's why you'd think you would explain it to the batter.
Well, there's enough they have to explain.
Ted Fass, executive director of the Long Island Bombers, and I'm also a player. Our mission is to educate the public what it's like for visually or blind athletes, to show them if you really try, you could really do anything. When I had the experience of playing baseball again, it just brought back the memory.
He was running right at the pitcher like he was charging the mound.
Right at the pitcher.
That's sweet.
Well, I think that when you swing the bat, You get done after you hit the ball. You're not quite sure exactly which way you're oriented.
Yeah,
now.
So does the
and that's
base,
why the bass supposedly beeps.
And it's got to be a different beep because you can hear the ball going. It goes beep, beep, beep. And then when it gets hit, it turns into a ee.
So then I think the guy, after he starts charging the mound, he hears first base beeping.
You could really do anything.
And
when I had the experience of playing baseball again, it just brought back the memories of me being a little leaguer before I lost my sight, except that the rules, some of the equipment is different.
I'm not allowed to play regular sports in school because we don't have adaptive gym.
I can never play regular baseball, which is very disappointing to me. And then I discovered the Bombers at Camp Abilities, Long Island.
Even though the ball beeps, you do not have enough time to hear the ball. You just swing at a level swing, and it's the pitcher's job to try to meet our bat. If you hit the ball, you run to one of the bases, which is either on first or third base. That base is buzzing. You do not know where you're going because the bases are set off randomly.
Oh, so they make them go that way.
Why would they do that?
Just to change it up.
Maybe because if you're left-handed, it would be pretty hard to turn all the way around and run the first.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
So that way it's just more excitement. Fun, you hit the ball, then you're like, which way am I supposed to go? Like, by reaction to the noise.
You go to first base. Rover. It's baseball.
They're not playing for real. They're playing for a real trophy.
Look at those bases. They were
I agree with Rover.
It's not the World Series, James.
I agree with Rover on this one, 100%.
Yeah, you got to go to first base. You can't run to third base.
Yeah, you got to know where first is, man.
They did look like they're having fun. Yeah. I guess if I were blind, I would probably play that. There's a limited number of things you can do. That seems like that would be pretty fun, actually. Now that I saw little kids doing it, and the little kids, it was sort of depressing. He's deaf too, and blind. Yes, blind James, go on.
Dude, you guys can play ball and just blindfold yourselves. You know what I'm saying?
We could, but
we have eyes, so no.
Yeah. You could chop out your tongue, Blind James, and never talk again, but you wouldn't want to, right?
All good.
All right. Thank you, Blind James. I don't know if you wanted us to help us. It doesn't seem like...
Any texts, anything else from Binghamton?
No.
Okay. This is when you start to get yelled at.
All right. Let me take a break. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. For everyone else, we'll be right back with the last shizzy of the morning. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Excited because the show is expanding to a bunch of new cities. The rest of the crew is busy researching the age of consent in those states. Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy.
I knew it. Dude. I knew you were going to catch it.
What?
Did you fart?
I knew it. I crop dusted on the way in.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I did it for a Jeffrey.
That is so disgusting.
And then I went traveled, douche. Got caught in your pants.
Oh, my God.
Well, I tried to leave it in the hallway, and we were coming back.
We're getting it. No, we're getting it a little bit.
Oh, you got a little bit of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a crop duster.
You okay?
Oh,
I feel all right.
Oh, did you get
it? Was it beer farts or baka farts?
No, it's rotten chicken that he ate.
Or what'd you say? Beer farts or what kind?
I thought it could be a combination of beer fart, vodka farts, or chicken farts.
Yeah, vodka farts, I think it was.
Did you eat those chicken, that chicken
no,
that
I still have it. I have it here.
You're going to eat it?
Yeah, because I came here, and I couldn't let it sit in my car because I went to an appearance. So, yeah, I had to keep it here, and I'm going to take it home today. So I haven't touched it since the bus. So it's not that. I know it's not that.
That rotten-ass chicken, you're going to eat that. It's over a week old.
Yeah.
In the refrigerator right now.
Not ours, the kitchen. Because you thawed out the fridge.
Why don't you go in there and see if that fridge stinks?
Of course it's going to stink. It's in the main kitchen?
Yeah.
What about the puke container? What'd you do with that?
Oh, I got it at home.
You took that?
Oh, yeah.
You took that to the appearance so the puke sat in your car for 2-3 hours?
Dieter puked into a Tupperware container on the bus yesterday.
And it was a good one, too. One that goes with one good plastic. You know the good plastic kind?
Yeah.
The Glad? So I don't want to throw it out.
I'm not buying it. There's no way you would leave puke in your car.
Yeah, no. You're mistaking. I dumped the puke out outside the bus at the hotel. And then, there you go.
That is so disgusting.
And it's like a throwaway Glad container.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, Snitch, you're Mr. Environment, and then you're like, throw out plastic every 2 seconds. He throws out more plastic. It's like your damn vegan diet, then you use plastic all the time. It like crosses each other out.
So he's killing just as many animals as he would be if he were eating them.
Yes. That's what's so weird. If like Snitz gets something with cheese on it, he'd rather just throw it out, but it's already made. So it's like, why not just enjoy it because it's already...
Think of all those plants that they killed to get that or whatever.
Well,
the trees they have to chop down to make paper.
Right.
And Tupperware stuff.
Yeah, like, the Tupperware tree, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so if you get something with cheese on it, you throw it away, Snitz?
I'll take it off and I'll take the cheese off, yeah.
Or sometimes he just won't get it.
Well, of course I don't get it, yeah. But if it comes with it, I mean, I'll scrape it off.
But I'm saying like, it's already there. It's already done. It's already made. Why not just enjoy the cheese?
What if it's melted all over?
Oh, well, there's a problem.
Yeah, something he got like pizza or nachos one time, and they didn't tell him cheese was coming on it. Uh-huh. So they gave it to him, and it was covered in cheese. He goes, I can't eat it. So we just threw it all out.
What else are nachos, though?
No, it was pizza nachos. It was weird. I thought it was going to be like just pizza crust, you know, dipping it. I didn't know it was going to be cheese and all the other stuff on it. So
it's like, isn't it wasting it more by just throwing it out than actually enjoying it, consuming it, using it for energy, and then...
They're milking those poor cows and nothing for nothing, basically.
Exactly. I think what Snitz does is worse than somebody like us enjoying
it's selfish.
And the body uses it for energy.
Whatever.
Do you not see what I'm saying, those Snitz?
Yeah,
you're deflecting right now.
From what? Go ahead. Okay, I was trying to make
from
a topic.
From your plastic.
Okay, I have the plastic at home. You want me to bring it in?
No.
Great.
I think you should eat this chicken that you put in the main fridge.
No,
I'm not sure if it's in there.
That.
It smelled in there for sure, but I think somebody
like
might
milk.
Have thrown it away.
Oh, no. That shouldn't be.
In the main refrigerator?
Because I'm sure it was stinking up the whole fridge, so I assume somebody threw it away.
In the cafeteria?
Yeah, I went in there.
Oh, you went in there to look for it?
Yes, it smelled. It smelled like the chicken had been there for sure because that's ingrained in my brain. But I don't think that. I think somebody probably threw it away, Dieter. Threw it out in the dumpster.
This can't be.
Oh my God, the Tupperware container is going to be gone.
That's a $10 container that one I have.
Your 2 week old chicken and your Tupperware container.
Yeah, dude, that's the best Tupperware container I own.
You think someone threw that out?
I will fight somewhere if they threw that out.
I assume they did. I couldn't find it. Is it in there?
Go look and see if it's in there.
You want me to go look right now?
Yeah.
It's shake through the trash.
Wait, it smelled in there?
Of course it did.
Rover, did you put your raw chicken in there? Is it dripping on Dieter's Tupperware?
I don't know why Dieter doesn't believe that his chicken stinks up the whole thing. It's so disgusting.
Those nostrils? You think he could smell everything?
He's probably...
Why is Jeffrey going?
Jeffrey
has to go with him.
His hand.
The two butt buddies.
Have you ever seen anything like that in your life?
No. And it really is, it's Dieter. It's not Jeffrey. It's Dieter. Dieter has become dependent on Jeffrey.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah, he can't go anywhere without Jeffrey. Like,
he doesn't
know
what to do.
I've never seen
interact.
Him cry so much as we were going on a bus trip and I didn't want Jeffrey to go. And he cried. Dieter literally cried about that. And I'll pay to fly him out. If he has to come a day late, I'll pay.
Is it New York City?
And Dieter doesn't pay for anything.
No.
Nothing.
Expensive.
It's like that old cartoon with the one big dog and the little tiny dog that follows them all over the place.
But who's the leader here, Spencer?
Yeah, it's a good call. In the cartoon, it's the little dog.
All right, Dougie, well, maybe I'll wait for...
I want to see this. I bet you somebody threw it away.
Oh, my God, they should have.
And why would you keep a puke?
Just throw that away.
And it was disposable. I don't care what he was saying. That was not nice. That was
the cheap-ass Tupperware.
Like the Glad kind. And the whole thing, the whole point of it is use it 3 times max and then throw it away.
Yeah. Rover, you've got nice containers. Like...
The
yours,
hard plastic kind.
Yours are like really good.
Hard, yeah, because they're hard plastic. You buy them like that. These are. You're right. These are the disposable ones that you could take on a picnic and throw out when you're done.
Yeah. Huh. All right. gonna wait. What are we gonna do? Yeah. Here they come. Oh crap. Okay. Oh, he doesn't have anything.
He's walking fast.
Uh-oh.
He's walking fast. Oh. I love it. Someone must have.
What's wrong?
It's in there.
Oh, it's in there?
Yeah, it's in there.
And how does it smell?
Ooh, I think
Jeffrey said no smell.
He smells like the rotten chicken.
Oh my god.
Why don't you eat it?
Because I just ate my lunch at 9:30, so I could eat it after the show.
You're really going to take a couple bites of that?
Yes, it's not even that bad. If it was 2 weeks, yes, and there's no slime on it.
Dude, that's over a week old,
I do it all the time.
Wow. It smells really bad, Dieter. Real bad.
But not your raw chicken that was covered, all the stuff below it. And you guys left it on the bus. You know how bad that's going to smell?
We didn't leave it on the bus.
There's wrapped up chicken in a blue bag on the second shelf. Because I was the last guy to get my stuff out.
Uh-oh.
So who the hell left that in there?
Well, we told them to throw it out.
Who's them?
Yeah, who's them?
Jeffrey and the bus driver.
Well, they didn't. It's tucked in
there.
The
bus driver.
They didn't want to go to waste.
B2 had all the stuff that she wanted to throw out packed into plastic bags already. She asked me to throw the stuff out, so I did.
Okay. Oh, hopefully
I just did what
gone.
She asked me to do, so you can't, you
Is
know.
Is the bus gone? Is the bus on its way?
No, it's here.
Okay. Do you want me to check just to make sure there's no rotten chicken in there?
I don't know. We'll see. All right. Are you ready for the shizzy?
Here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
There's a Texas A&M University Commerce student, and she was arrested. She was charged with marijuana possession back in February. Well, now, thanks to a recent tweet, this 19-year-old's glamorous mugshot has gone viral, and everyone is asking her for a makeup tutorial. Are you kidding me? So now we're glamorizing. Oh, hey, you were arrested. Can you teach me how to do my face?
Well, they did that with that guy. Remember the hot felon or whatever?
He's a model
that guy.
Now.
Yeah, he's like making money off of this now.
So this girl is.
Is her makeup that good? That I mean,
I don't know. Look at me. Do I wear makeup? I need that. I need her to help me. Jesus. Have you guys ever heard of...
Did you see this girl... I'll put that picture back up for a second. I don't know if I should... It made me think of something, and now I don't want to be accused of racism.
What? Let's hear it.
One of the Kardashians. This girl made me think of it, and she just happens to have larger lips, okay? She's African-American.
DSLs.
Yes. But I don't want people to think like, oh, you're stereotyping.
Those are plumped on purpose, it looks like. No, like there's so many different.
That looks natural.
Sure.
I mean, that doesn't look fake to me on her.
Well, what's the Kardashian that was just pregnant? Who was that? Is that Khloe?
Oh.
No, I think Khloe.
The one with Tristan Thompson?
I think it's Khloe Kardashian, the one that just gave birth like a month ago.
And the basketball player was cheating on her.
And she came out, I guess her lips got really fat, and people are like, dude, your lips are... She's like, no, that was just because of my pregnancy. I'm like...
It goes right to your lips?
Think that we were the dumbest... I mean, that is so stupid. I wish I could show you these photos. And she's like, no, I didn't have anything. I didn't plump my lips.
No.
It was because of my pregnancy. Right, sweetheart.
I think that's a little backwards. I think she came out ahead of it and said, hey, just FYI, when this episode came out or something happened, I was pregnant. And your body responds differently.
That's it. Pregnancy lips right there. Look at that photo. That's exactly what it is.
Botox or whatever she shot
pregnancy
her lips,
This is so stupid.
Those look like those fake wax lips you put in your teeth. You know what I'm talking about as a kid?
Yes. That make your lips huge, like baboon lips?
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
I think she was saying that her body reacted to whatever it was they put in.
No.
Here's her quote.
I was pregnant while filming the entire season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Some women get pregnancy lips. I was one of them. So my lips look crazy and massive. Trust me, I know. And I hated it. So she's claiming she had pregnancy lips.
No, she had botched filler lips. Whatever they put in there. I don't know what the hell put in there. But, I mean, my Lord. They must think we're idiots.
Most people don't have to film during an entire pregnancy, so just watch the show and be kind about my growing body and lips.
Yeah,
you're a lip shamer.
We've all seen pregnant women.
I never seen a woman look like she got punched in the mouth like that.
She
from
has
being
stuff
pregnant.
In her lips, and so then her lips.
That's not
reacted.
What she's. No, I don't know how you could be this
she
wrong.
She doesn't hide that she Uzi. Does crap.
Uzi, she's claiming she didn't. She's claiming it
no,
was.
No, I don't think she's saying she didn't.
Oh my God!
I think she's saying
Charlie,
that
you just read the quote.
She
right?
didn't say I didn't do anything.
You just read the quote.
I'll read it again. PSA, I was pregnant during the entire season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Some women get pregnancy lips. I was one of them. So my lips look crazy and massive. Trust me, I know, and I hated it. A lot of wild crap happens to your body and face while pregnant. It's out of control. Most people don't have to film during an entire pregnancy, so just watch the show and be kind about my growing body and lips.
And the first line of the article here, Charlie, is... Khloe Kardashian took to social media to explain her larger lips after fans questioned why they looked bigger in the new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. How about that, Dej? Does that
Here's
solve
why.
It for you?
No. Pregnancy lips. A plumper pout isn't a common complaint during pregnancy. A doctor tells people that some women may experience pregnancy lips like Khloe. They say there is definitely some truth.
No.
That as your belly grows, so can your lips, Dr. Ross says.
It goes to your hips and your lips.
Everything. Your vagina, everything gets puffy. Like the blood circulating.
But why just your lips? Like, why not your whole face?
Well, your shoes swell. You get your face swells. Everything swells when you're pregnant.
She's making it seem like
your
it's just lips.
No. She had something done.
Yeah, they all
obviously.
Do work. I mean,
obviously.
Yeah, it results in an increase in blood flow and circulation throughout the body, including the face, nose, and lips.
Yeah. All right, go on,
okay.
Dude.
Okay, I'm just saying. Have you guys heard of wasping?
And by the way, I was doing a Google search for this, and this just irritates me. Bustle.com, whatever that is. Maybe it's like babe.net. I don't know. But this headline just irritates me. Khloe Kardashian says her lips changed during pregnancy, and her statement to the haters is body positive AF. Does that not really grind your gears? Does that not do it to you?
Who wrote this article?
Really.
Time?
Bustle.com.
Oh, okay. Was it Time Magazine?
Yeah.
It's
body positive AF. Doozy doesn't even know
As
what.
As F?
Thank you. There you go. But just, God, we're so stupid as a society these days. Oh, my God. The world is imploding, and we're worried about this fat ass's lips. Oh, so
Okey-dokey.
Stupid.
Okey-dokey.
So stupid.
Positive vibes here. How about wasping? Have you guys heard of wasping with that?
Wasping. What is that? Where you take a wasp and you stick it on your lip and you plump up your lips?
Yeah.
That's what Khloe did.
Uh-huh. What
drug
is it?
Enforcement officials are issuing warnings about a new combination of toxic substances that could have deadly consequences, and that's what they're calling wasping. The mixture of a bug spray and methamphetamine. They say that can provide a high for drug users, but obviously there are severe consequences. Hallucinations, psychosis. One man in Tennessee caused him to strip his clothes, climb a tree, and break into a home before slitting his own throat in front of a mother and three kids.
Okay. Ooh, and God. What happened to him? Did he die or survive?
Didn't say. They're just saying that's what he did.
He slit his throat. I think he's dead.
So they say that there's evidence that the trend has made its way to Northeast Ohio. The past spring, they say that three people were arrested and booked into jail where deputies noticed they appeared to be high on some substance. Then they noted other symptoms as well. They said that it was the wasp spray that they're mixing with drugs. So
he survived.
The Tennessee dude did?
That's right.
Okay.
Danny Hollis Jr., was smoking wasp, a mixture of meth and bug spray.
Jesus.
When he entered a home around 7 p.m., he broke into the home, sat at the family dinner table, and cut his own throat in front of four children and a mother.
That's crazy.
He then goes upstairs and jumps out a window.
Jeez.
Okay. This sounds like something I got to try.
No.
Mads will be wasping. What is all these cans of Raid?
Catching a buzz, baby.
Yep.
Where are the best places to raise a family? So there are 10 different metrics that were looked at. For example, your income, how much an extra bedroom costs, high school dropout rates, how many people are under 45 years old, and other things that will put this list together as far as the best places to raise a family. Rover, you're talking about having a family. So where should you live? You should move to, in fifth place, Tallahassee, Florida. They say that's a great place to raise a family. Fourth place, Boise, Idaho. Third place, Lexington, Kentucky. Anyone ever been to any of these places?
Yeah, we went to Tallahassee and...
Old people?
It says we went there, right?
I don't know about Tallahassee.
I think we just watched football that entire day.
You know, we stopped for one day.
Football for 12 hours that day. I couldn't believe it.
That was the best day of my life.
I might have been when... No, we were going the other way when I got really drunk and missed a day of my life.
In Lexington. Oh, yeah. That was Nashville.
Second place, Lincoln, Nebraska. And the number one city, the best city to raise your family, I've been there lots of times. I don't know if I'd want to raise my family there. Madison, Wisconsin. Yeah. Best city to raise your family.
Those are all college towns.
Party town, yeah.
If you could just do lists like that all day long, Dizzy, we'd be on 200 radio stations.
I could totally do that.
It's your fault, Dizzy.
How about this? Three foods that will keep you cool on a hot day.
Oh,
frozen banana.
Oh, let's get to this.
Dipped in chocolate. Right.
Watermelon. Yeah.
Watermelon.
Tell me
three?
Something good.
Oh, my God.
What's number three?
Soup.
What? Wait, keep you cool?
What?
What's next? Chili for
this
number
is what
two?
Snitzer was going to eat at EST Fest. I was like, what kind of food are you bringing? He's like, oh, I'm going to bring some ramen and I'm going to eat it. And I was like, in the middle of the festival? He's like, yeah. I was like, it's going to be 85 degrees. And I don't. Why didn't you do that, Snitzer?
I brought the soup. I left it on the bus. It was too hot.
So, watermelon and ice cream, obviously, or a popsicle. I'm talking about things that can really help keep you cool. Soup. It tricks your body into thinking it's hot, so you start to sweat. The moisture on your skin ends up cooling you down.
That's so stupid.
This is
so
really
when I go
dumb.
Into a sauna, and the sweat will come off your body and cool you down.
Hey, cooler.
This is
we
really
just picked up
stupid.
A new city in that last 30 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're adding affiliates left and right.
Your phone is ringing off the hook. How about spinach? They say that it helps level out your blood pressure, which helps keep you feeling cool. And then anything with chili peppers in it.
Oh, my God.
They say at first it'll make you feel hot, but the chili peppers trick your body into thinking it's hotter than it is.
Try it. Okay.
So they make you sweat, which then, again, cools your body down.
I love hot coffee out in the sun.
Yes.
When it's 90 degrees out, nothing's better.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, it'll trick you into sweating, Dieter. You'll be sweating your ass off, and it will cool you right down.
Right.
Perfect.
Right.
And finally, we know...
So dumb.
You're dumb. We know who the mysterious Hollywood studio bidder was that outbid Lance Bass for the Brady Bunch house. Remember we did this story this week?
I'd like an ice-cold lemonade on Christmas. Nothing really warms you up during a snowstorm.
Sounds good.
Like a frozen slushy.
It tricks you into thinking you're hot. Duh. HGTV. That was the mysterious bidder.
What's that? Who?
HGTV. They're the ones that outbid Lance Bass for the Brady Bunch house. They're going to restore it to the 1970s glory on a future show. So Lance is an HGTV fan, so he admitted he was a little less mad knowing that they got it. Maybe they'll ask him to do an episode or do something with them. But remember, he wanted to buy that house.
Oh,
and
he did buy the house. Then after the bidding was closed, they swooped in and bought it.
So he didn't buy the house. He was duped.
I know. How much more did they offer to get the winning bid? Because bidding closed, he won. He thought he won the bid. They told him, you won. Doesn't make sense.
Lance, we don't know in this story. They said Lance... reportedly offered around $3 million, which was more than $1 million over the asking price.
Okay.
So whoever bought it paid more than that, obviously.
Okay.
So there you go. That's the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, let me take a break. We'll be right back. We'll wrap everything up. We'll tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover
This Morning Glory has been number one for over a decade. Don't worry, they have number two covered as well.
I had an unfortunate accident in my ass.
Now, back to the show.
Sent a text message and they said, how dumb can Doogie be? Why do you need to trick your body into being hot by eating hot soup to keep your body, supposedly keep your body cool when it's already hot outside? If it's hot outside, you don't have to trick your body into being hot. It just is hot.
I didn't come up with the survey. When you sweat, the coolness on your skin tricks your body into thinking it's refreshing.
But it's already hot. Therefore,
but it's cooling you off.
Therefore, you're already sweating.
Yeah, why not have something cold? That's what would be the point of cooling you down.
Like you don't have to trick your body.
Banana.
Hey, don't question the list. We'll lose affiliates if you do that.
Do you know that the best way to keep cool on a hot summer day is to stick a frozen banana up your ass? Seriously, I saw that online.
I saw that at the fair.
Saw that in a porno once.
Ah, God. I'm sure you did. Was it a regular banana and it came out chocolate?
Yeah, that's right. It wasn't chocolate covered when it...
Woo.
Dieter, do you want to do me a favor? Your chicken is here?
It's in the kitchen.
Okay, why don't you do this? Why don't you go get that chicken? You know who has not experienced your bus chicken yet?
Naz.
Naz.
Dude.
Yes.
Dude.
Yes.
And don't, Naz, yeah. Don't.
We're just about to wrap up the show.
Don't exaggerate. If it doesn't smell, say it doesn't smell.
I want
Jeffrey
you,
said there's
I want
no
you
smell.
I want you to go in there, get that chicken container, keep it closed.
Yeah.
Then I want you to go into the fart box, close the door, block the door, open the chicken container, and put his face right in the chicken container.
He needs
a
first whiff. I'll put my first whiff. I don't trust Dieter.
He can hear you.
Damn. I'll hold it.
No, right?
Yeah, as soon as you crack it, that first whiff is the most pungent. He needs that right in his nose.
Guys, I'm not having a great day as it is. Can we just
but
wrap
don't
up
lie,
the show?
Nance? If it doesn't smell, admit it. If you do puke, you puke. But if it doesn't smell, it doesn't smell.
Okay.
Deep inhale. See, he must be immune. He's like that Indian friend I had when I was a kid that grew up, and you'd walk
Patel,
and his house just smelled like curry,
yeah.
And it would knock you out. Dieter's used to this rotten chicken smell, so he doesn't
Jeffrey?
Even smell it.
Well,
Jeffrey's just
rotten.
Used to rotten. all right, go get that chicken.
Yeah, this is a good idea.
All right.
And Nads, don't worry if you do throw up in it. He'll just keep it anyway. So.
Yeah, just throw up right in that container, Nads.
Ugh. So what's your plan, Nads? I know you said you had a bad day earlier this morning. We found out that your driver's license is suspended.
Yeah.
So you have to pay a ticket or something?
You want an update?
Yes, please.
Okay. I paid it.
And how
and
much?
And I faxed over my insurance, so we're all good.
All good. How much was it?
$210.
Wow.
I know.
Papa
but they actually called.
Papa Nads must be pissed.
When I called them on the phone, they're like, you have till August 30th to get all of this straightened out
okay.
before we really enact your driving suspension.
Oh,
so
oh.
I got that taken care of today.
All right. So you're not suspended anymore.
Nope.
You're unsuspended.
So, did you print out your insurance?
No, I actually called my insurance and they have an automated service where they can just fax you the information. So I put in their fax number and they send it over. So actually I do have to call the court to make sure they receive the proof of insurance, but I already put that in.
Did you grab the fax?
No, I didn't fax it here. I faxed it straight to the courthouse.
So when you get in your car and you drive away and they pull you for no insurance, you see where I'm going with this? Get a copy of it, put it in your car.
Oh, a proof of insurance, that's what you're telling
yeah.
me to do. Okay, I'll get that. But I have it all taken care of through the court.
Those proofs of insurance seem like you could fake those, but they must have some way of checking that. Because you can just print out your own proof of insurance card right off your insurance company's website.
Yeah, but why would you mess with that?
All right, hold on. Dieter just came in.
It's never going to be that bad.
Damn it.
Dieter just, it's not going to be that bad, he says. Okay. Charlie vacated the room.
Oh,
he vacated the fart box.
He works in a fart box. This room already smells. There's no way this is going to smell.
Charlie, are you on a mic?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Okay, all he needs first whiff.
Now, hold on. Get your face right in there. And get a mic. Get a mic down there. Get the, one of these mics right there. Oh,
okay, geez. Broke that. All right.
Oh.
Work.
Okay. All right.
Ready?
That's not that bad.
Whoa!
What?
In your face!
There's it's really not that bad. On.
Thank you, dude.
It's not the
his,
right
no,
chicken.
No, his nose has too much Coke in it. He can't
eat it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, no, it's really not that bad.
That's the chicken juice. That verifies right there.
No.
Jeffrey, no smell. Nads, no smell.
No, I've smelled this chicken way worse than that before. That's not that bad.
How is this terrible. You know what? It was the other container that was so bad.
Yeah.
That was empty.
Charlie, smell this. Make sure I'm not being crazy. That doesn't smell that bad.
No, you're really... Easy gag reflex. So you
really easy.
Yeah. So I trust
Charlie.
Him.
Go in there and smell that. Nothing. How's that possible? Because you smelled this on the bus.
He did
a blind smell test.
He may have replaced the chicken at this.
That's
point.
What I'm wondering.
Yes.
Did he?
Different chicken.
Look, it's replaced.
How can you prove this is the same chicken?
Four pieces.
What does that mean?
Pull the video. Snitzer, pull the video. There's four pieces on the bus.
That looks really good. That chicken.
Did he?
Why
don't you guys all?
Not slimy.
Take a bite then.
No.
Go eat some.
I'll take a bite.
Eat it right now.
He probably cooked new chicken and brought it in and put it in the fridge.
The perfect crime.
No, it's different
it's
chicken.
The perfect crime.
You want to bet money? Somebody bet me $100 right now. I can prove it. Bet me $100 right now.
How can you prove it?
So broken.
$100.
How do you prove it?
Yes or no?
You owe me $100 for breaking my microphone.
$100. I'll do the Jeffrey. I'm going to turn the mic off.
How do you prove it?
Somebody pay me $100. Bet me $100. I guarantee it.
Turn the mic off now.
I'm doing the Jeffrey. Snitch can pull the tape. There's four pieces exactly in this. I haven't touched it.
Ooh, there could be four different pieces. There's more than four chickens in the world.
If he could zoom in, they're exactly the same.
They look fresh, Fuji.
Yeah.
They're not slimy at all.
This is his chicken for this week.
Okay, let me pull it.
So what you're telling me is he got home yesterday.
He brought his chicken to work today. Oh, I'm afraid of
And now he's like, no, this is not, this is the...
Where's it going?
I've smelled his chicken before.
So this is fresh chicken.
Yeah.
It doesn't smell bad at all.
Why don't you go in there and tell me if that's the same, Charlie, as the chicken you smelled in the blind smell test?
Oh, here he comes. What's he got in his hand?
So this is...
I'm scared of him.
Wait, hold on. Go in there, Charlie. He's got a fork.
Charlie, smell it.
All right, hold on. Charlie's going in there. Because Dieter's chicken was so disgusting.
Dirt down there. This isn't fresh.
What is it, Charlie? Charlie's shaking his head. What is it?
No, that's new chicken. That's good chicken.
Bet me $100. Shake. Somebody bet me $100. You guys are so brave. Bet me $100.
How do you tell what's good chicken?
So what did he do? He replaced his chicken?
This. Yeah. Because that smells like just fresh, good chicken.
Wow, after 6 days, you guys made such a big lie about yesterday.
There's no lie. We've all...
It blew up in your face.
Your chicken... We've all smelled this chicken on the bus.
Swear to God.
Before there was any raw chicken ever on the bus, we smelled your stank-ass chicken.
This is it.
No.
This makes you guys look so dumb that you lied about yesterday, exaggerated. Charlie lied. If Snitzer pulls the tape, it's the exact same. Because look, there's fat on that piece. I didn't cut it off. There was two big ones, two small ones. It's the exact same chicken. There's no way.
Really? Is Snitzer's camera work caught all the fat?
Can he pause it? Can he pause that shot? I put it in Charlie's face. This is the exact same chicken.
It's not my face. You're not proving anything to me. Did you take DNA samples of yesterday's chicken?
No. But you can swab this and see if it's a week old. Go to a lab and pay for it, money bags, and then see what it says.
You have new chicken. That's easy.
So
why would I pay?
That must be what he did because his chicken, when you opened that up, you smelled it, right?
Oh, man, Rover. Brought me to my knees yesterday. Knees.
This is blowing up in your guys' face like I've never seen before.
No, it's not blowing up.
Now you know it's the chicken juice on that bus. Is Mike's mic on?
Yes. Yeah.
The chicken juice on the bus has caused all that. And I can't believe you don't know
there
that.
There was no chicken juice on the bus ever before. Any previous trips, right, Charlie?
And you never bought some.
And tell me about the smell of that chicken.
It was awful.
On previous trips.
Yeah, it was terrible. I mean, nose hair curling.
You never had that smell before, right?
Yes, we have.
Not this bad
on the fridge yesterday. This is the worst we've ever had in the past year.
Could have been the chicken juice. I don't know. All I know
is
my face was in a thing. I was blindfolded yesterday, and I smelled something so terrible.
It brought me to my knees. With your plugged up nose that you're sick, now all of a sudden you have great smelling.
Yeah.
The chicken juice, Rover, dripped on all those beer bottles, dripped on the top of my container, which you still can't explain why the top of my container was covered in chicken juice. When your raw chicken was above it, I dripped it all over your bus floor, all over Charlie's pants. Nobody cleaned it up. Nobody's freaking out about it. That's raw chicken juice. That's nasty. That's how people get sick.
Did you talk? Is that why you had diarrhea, Rover?
Yes. There was raw chicken juice all over the fridge.
Are you going through?
Oh yeah, get the video. Oh, this is great. Yes, yes, do it.
To see,
it'd be the exact marks, same four pieces. You owe me $100. Roro owes me $100.
Nobody made a bet, so.
Oh, I forced the bet. I'm forcing it. This is blowing up your guys' face.
So you're gonna cross analyze the.
Hold on.
The four marks. Exact pieces.
Yes.
Oh yeah, it has to be.
Okay.
Someone says nothing's changed.
Someone says that the container on the bus. Is a different container.
Are you serious? I'll take that bet. Who's that guy? Get the guy's name and
Jessica
his phone number.
Jessica says it's different Tupperware, and this other person
from the puke. It is
case closed. No, you forced
the puked in is different.
You owe us $100 now. Case closed.
Who's that person's name? I want her first name and text her number. I will bet her $100. She has the balls.
Is the puke container different?
Yes. Yeah, that was a small Tupperware. I was glad. This is Rubbermaid.
My glasses were off. Tears were in my eyes because of the smell that I couldn't actually see.
Rubbermaid. I'm winning so much money today.
Hold on.
This is good.
I'm trying to find this.
Get to it.
And I just texted B2.
Uh-huh.
Do you know if the chicken from Dieter was thrown out from the bus? Because if it's still in there.
What do you mean the chicken from?
The raw chicken that nobody cooked over a week long.
Jeffrey grabbed it.
From inside the fridge?
No, yeah. It was in little bags.
It was in bags outside
right
the fridge.
Yeah, right up front by the driver's door.
But something was still in the fridge in a blue bag, something uncooked. I don't know if that was hot dogs or chicken. And I just left it. I go, I don't know if you guys are saving this or not.
I don't know. Might have been hot dogs. Hot dogs, how long can you keep hot dogs?
A couple months.
Yeah, forever. It's all processed. Yeah, Jeffrey.
Hey, B2 had the stuff all bagged up by the driver's seat, and she asked me to dispose of it, so I did.
I'm looking for this chicken.
Chicken.
I'm looking on the show. I'm scrubbing through the show. Do you guys have any idea what time this was, Charlie, that we...
It was early. You got mad right when we woke up on the bus.
I think it was 8:30.
No, that's when Stitcher got yelled at.
Oh, 7:30.
I was 7:30.
Yeah, it was 7:30.
You were 9:30.
I didn't get yelled at yesterday.
Are you sure?
Good. Yeah.
Your YouTube channel?
I didn't get yelled at.
That was 9:30. What came up? I remember that.
Man, I do not see this.
It's before the puke, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he puked before.
He puked after.
Yes, puked after.
So where was the chicken in the container?
I think that's probably what happened. He probably ate all of it really quick, puked, and then made new chicken for today.
Oh, wait, hold on. I see it.
7:30. Got it?
He didn't puke into the chicken.
No, he puked into an empty container.
Okay, there's the container.
Wow, different container, Jess.
Someone said it had a blue lid, but it didn't.
No,
it has a red lid on there.
Dumbass.
Let me see that container.
There's more than one container in the world.
Okay, all right.
Is this math?
This one, this $10 container?
To me, it looks like the chicken is placed differently in the container.
Yeah,
obviously.
The chicken you have in
Watch,
there.
I can move it right now.
Well, you told us, you kept saying, look, it's placed exactly how it was.
Open it. Well, it does move, Rover. When we're on the bus and I'm running down the hallway, there's four pieces in there, there's four pieces in here. Two are big, two are small. I know the bigger ones are for lunch, small ones are for dinner.
Rover, what's your takeaway from this?
Yeah, what's the takeaway? That my chicken smells the worst on earth and your raw chicken is fresh and never smells.
Mikey, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mikey.
Yo, Rover, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
Wasn't there another Tupperware in the fridge yesterday that Dieter had that was a week old? He brought it on and it had cut up green beans and everything in it, too, that was moldy and trash.
Yes, yeah.
That's what I puked in, Mikey.
But
couldn't that have been stinking up the fridge as opposed to the other chicken?
Could have been.
I meal prep all the time. I meal prep all the time, and chicken usually lasts me about a week in the fridge in a Tupperware.
Could be. I mean, whatever it was definitely... The stench coming.
You smelled the raw chicken.
You got it.
Yeah. Raw chicken? I didn't smell it at all.
No. I was blindfolded, so I don't know what was in front of me. I know one smelled normal and one
was horrible.
Awful.
It was like hell on earth, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yeah, yeah.
But the chicken juice, Rover, came all out of the package Charlie smelled, and it's all over your fridge. It's all over the beer bottles. There was a bag underneath, and it was just covered in juice, and I just didn't touch it. I go, oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
And it was
you gotta spray that whole fridge down. All those beers you gotta throw out.
Uh-huh.
It's gonna sit there.
I'm gonna serve those to you on that next trip.
Oh, I'll drink them.
And it was chicken juice. You're sure?
100%. Those packages were Because Rover bought three packages.
Or not.
No, because when I took one out to show Charlie, it was just dripping. Dripping all over the floor, and I put it on Charlie, so I dripped it on his pants. Mm-hmm. And he goes, oh, no, there's nothing on my pants. You got to wash those pants.
I did.
Those?
Yeah, I already washed them. My girlfriend, as soon as I got home, she said, where are the salmonella pants?
Okay. She even knew. Yeah.
Immediately, she said, I can't have those in the house.
All right, I've got to wrap everything up. What do you have coming up on The Aftermath, Charlie?
We're going to talk chicken about, Rover, about Rover's fear of eating a frozen banana in public. We'll talk about Nads driving on a suspended license. And we'll talk about Rover getting a scam letter. And we'll go deeper into this chicken.
Chicken, you want to keep it in here?
Yeah, we might have to keep
examine
it in here.
Examine it?
Yes. Double all right. Check and
if
line
you're
up and grill
if
marks.
You're not a subscriber to RMG Plus, sign up right now at roverradio.com, and you can watch or listen live as The Aftermath gets started in just a few minutes. For everyone else, we'll be back tomorrow morning on the main show. Have a great day. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.